That situation, the hijack situation, is now over. I don't know what to ask my my lovely top colleague John Holmes about first. Have you ever been hijacked, or have you ever been on a
have
cheap
I
date?
Have I ever been hijacked? I was once hijacked on a cheap date. Does that count?
That counts, I'm sure. Are you a cheap date?
Well, yeah, of course I am. Are you?
Well, that's what I see. I think.
How
I
much
think...
the average date? You know, how much do you expect a man to spend before you'll put out?
Steady on. No, but
I think the nation wants to know, Julie.
That's the thing. My first date with my husband, we went quits on it. We went Dutch on it, and I've always held it against him.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing with him. I could have done so much better.
You really could. Yeah. He didn't even offer, or did you?
No, I think his thing was she's a bullshy feministy type. And if I offer, it'll offend her.
Well, some people can't be pleased, Julie.
Exactly.
I think you're one of them. I think whichever he'd have done, he would have been wrong. And I bet that's continued.
He's a very happy man, and he considers himself very lucky, I'll tell you. And that's because I wrote that memo to him about that. No, we're very happy to get, but genuinely, I think it is one of his issues, isn't it? The cost of a date.
Well, I don't know. What are the rules now? Do you still have to do the old-fashioned things like cinemas and meals or what? Or do you just meet someone on Tinder for 2 minutes and that's that?
Get on with it. Yeah. Who knows? Thank God I'm not out there anymore. John, I'll leave it to you. I'm done for another day. Absolute pleasure. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll leave you in the very confident and capable hands of the cheapskate that is John Holmes after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box, broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer, terms apply.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Technically, fewer than 10 minutes, not less than, if we're being pedantic about that last advert, which I am, and why the hell not. It's 1 o'clock, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Ahead of things, Tim's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Egypt hijack is over. A man's in court over a shopkeeper's death, and a court order against Apple is dropped.
Talk Radio.
The Cyprus Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the Egypt airplane hostage situation at Larnaca Airport has ended, with the hijacker being arrested. The Airbus was carrying 81 passengers. Cyprus state broadcaster claims he surrendered to authorities and emerged from the aircraft with his hands in the air. It's prompted questions over security at Egyptian airports, which is already under scrutiny after last year's downing of a Russian jet over Sharm el-Sheikh. Captain Mike Vivian is former head of flight operations at the Civil Aviation Authority.
On the one side, you have some officials saying that the airports are open to scrutiny by international observers. But on the other side, you have people saying this is a gross violation of Egyptian sovereignty and we should not have these people in because it casts an aspersion on our staff.
Speaking earlier, Egypt's civil aviation minister, Sherif Fathi, says things have improved since the flight from Sharm el-Sheikh blew up last October, killing 224 people.
Egyptian security and Egyptian airport security has been audited by different authorities, and our security teams were in very close contact with these authorities, addressing the observations and findings they had. And so far, we have been able to successfully rectify this.
Other flights from Cairo have been delayed as a result of security fears. Turkey says extraordinary security measures are in place because of an Islamic State plot to murder Jewish children. It's understood the threat of an imminent attack in Istanbul is credible. A man is due in court in connection with the death of a Glasgow shopkeeper. Asad Shah died following an attack at his convenience store in the city's Shorelands area. Police have said the assault on Thursday night was religiously prejudiced. Officers have arrested a 32-year-old Muslim man. Police have arrested children as young as 10 on firearms offences in the last 3 years, according to new figures. More than 1,500 youngsters were held between 2013 and January of this year, with arrests rising by a fifth in the past year. Police are telling people to be wary after thieves pulled a wedding ring from a pensioner's finger on his 50th anniversary. The 73-year-old was waiting for a bus in Batley in West Yorkshire when he was approached by two men who asked him to change some money. The man agreed, but when he got home, found his wedding ring had been stolen. And Apple say a court order aimed at forcing them to build a backdoor into an iPhone should never have been filed. The FBI say they've worked with a third party to hack the device, which belongs to one of the San Bernardino gunmen, after the tech giant refused to do it for them. They've now withdrawn the order against Apple, which says the case has raised issues which deserve a national conversation.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK this afternoon. Any rain turning heavy and wintry in places. There is a chance of hail and thunder. The high, 11 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England go into their latest Euro 2016 warm-up match in confident mood this evening. They face the Netherlands at Wembley after coming back from 2-0 down to beat Germany 3-2 at the weekend. Manager Roy Hodgson wants this team to carry on the good work from Saturday night in Berlin.
We understand, I think, what we're trying to do, and the players we play will have a very clear idea of what we're wanting to do on the field of play when we've got the ball and when we haven't got the ball. And then, of course, it's up to them to take the opportunity to show us that they're capable of it.
Elsewhere tonight, Scotland face Denmark in a friendly at Hampden Park. The Republic of Ireland entertains Slovakia in Dublin. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he has no plans to step down. Wenger's contracted till the end of next season and says he has no doubt he'll remain in charge as he's 100% committed to his job. Finally, onto cricket, and England Limited overs captain Owen Morgan says he's not looking too far ahead at a potential World 2020 final. His side face New Zealand in their semi-final in Delhi tomorrow. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome along. Hello, I am.
Like Donald Trump.
Sexy music tracks this morning.
On obesity.
Looking across the heads.
Yeah.
Was it Cat Shube?
Pay.
I have a question.
And you're welcome to it. Even Muslims.
Doggy Style Council.
Bear's Den.
The biggest threat to women's health.
Hashtag jokes from 2006.
Clap-based lights.
Happy with that.
Because he does that outside of marriage. Because it's like terrorism, isn't it?
He's called Cornelius.
Cornelius is normal clothing.
You go more hideous as the days wear on.
Yeah.
So hang on, wait a minute. Point out the obvious, the meat.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
So let's gorge ourselves in a rainforest. Super ass. When I erect, I like to play.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon to you then, and here we go with another 3 hours of an afternoon you won't get back as we climb aboard Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio, no one knows why, and demand it takes us all the way through till 4 o'clock. I'm basically a bag of meat clad in human skin called John Holmes. Think of me as Julia Hartley Brewer, but less angry. Fewer. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, but fewer angry. Julia Hartley Brewer, of course, she's, have you ever seen her? She's basically like the Hulk. I mean, she's mild-mannered, but if you rile her or her left wing, then she grows angry and she runs amok. Yesterday after her show, she left here. She'd left the building. We all saw her shouting about Brexit, and then she transformed, and the enormous beast form of Julia Hartley Brewer ran to Calais in about 8 steps from here. She went down the Thames, smashed through Tower Bridge, then just ran to Calais, where the creature picked up the migrant camp and just threw it at Jeremy Corbyn. And I tell you, if you've never seen a newspaper columnist and occasional newspaper reviewer on Sky News grow to gigantic size and hurl a tented refuge at a leader of the opposition, then believe you me, it is a sight to behold. Anyway, pursued by the military, Julia Hartley Brewer is currently somewhere in the English Channel punching ships. Good afternoon, then, and I expect you couldn't give a toss about what's coming up on today's thing. But what the hell of it, I'm going to tell you anyway. For a start, work experience reviews. It's music because it's Tuesday. Aidan, who is on work experience, will be reviewing that. He is the next generation of punditry. Or not, if he's rubbish. We will also be having the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. You'll be familiar with that. If you've been a regular listener, that is where we, as in Talk Radio style, thrash out a very important news point and solve it within about 15 minutes. There is a diversity paper review, of course, as we tick those boxes, just to please Lenny Henry. And there will be... You can win meat today. You can win meat.
Meat.
Meat in a game of band or... roller coaster, band or roller coaster this afternoon. Ask me why.
Why?
Well, because, of course, the Alton Towers' brand new roller coaster opened yesterday. We heard about that. I think it's called, what's it called?
Galactica.
I think. Let's hope they check the safety procedures on that one. Game of band or roller coaster. Is it the name of a band? Is it the name of a roller coaster? You could be on later competing against an idiot. Hi, Cornelius.
Morning.
Yeah, afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, yeah, Lonely Lunch, that's on the way as well. Hidden Headline. There will be, are we calling it that? I don't, what are we doing? I don't know the rules. All right. And brand new, what? I don't know. Guest action.
Guest action.
We're only going to be joined by Richard Bloody Branson.
What?
Yes. Don't sound like you're surprised. You knew that.
Yeah, I did.
Richard Branson, of course, Virgin Radio, our sister station, launches across the nation tomorrow, so we'll be joined ahead of that by Richard Bloody Branson.
Ooh.
Richard Branson joining us on the programme this afternoon. Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
Cass is assistant producing. Hello. Mark is pressing buttons.
All right, Bubba.
What? Paid intern Cornelius, for no real reason, he's just on all fours, barking like a dog. Just on all fours. You're not allowed on the sofa. Get off it. More barking.
Why?
She's still like bullying you. That's Cornelius on the floor. I'm John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio afternoons at some kind of programme thing on Talk Radio. 1:10 in the afternoon. It is Tuesday. Good afternoon to you. Let's do this.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. just laughed and said, "Oh, you're so funny." I said, "Yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here."
Are you sure?
You want to live like
common people? You want to see whatever common people see? That, of course, the noise voice of William Shatner.
Shatner, Shatner.
Don't shout Shatner. Shatner.
Shatner, Shatner.
No.
Shatner.
What? Shut up.
Shut up, you two. Right, it's William Shatner with, of course, Pulp's Common People. Ask me why we're playing that.
Pulp. What a day, John.
Hmm?
Quick question vis-a-vis William Shatner.
Yes, producer Dave.
What is the reason for which you decided to give that a little disco spin?
Well, because in the, I don't know whether you've seen the big story of the day.
Oh, have I, John?
I mean, I don't know whether Julia covered this, but if she didn't, then she is a failure. This, I mean, yes, you know, I mean, she was talking about a hijacked plane or something, right? But that's not the big story, is it? The big story is that William Shatner, better known, of course, as Captain Kirk, in the original Star Trek, is being sued for £170 million by a man claiming to be the son of Star Trek. He is apparently said he's William Shatner's son. Shatner denies. Of course, but this is a man who said that I am Shatner's son and demanded that Shatner submits to a DNA test.
Right.
And Shatner's saying no. And essentially...
What's the basis of this?
He's a human, and he says that he came out of... Initially, he is the spawn of Shatner's seed. He's of Shatner's seed, is what he's saying. And
where's he nipped this information from?
Well, he just knows. He knows it. Deep
he just
down.
Knows it.
That's what he said. Yeah, let me read it to you.
Okay,
Mr. Shatner. Shatner's no. This is hang on. Where is he? Oh yeah. So he's called Shatner.
What the guy?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Well, no, he's not. He's called Peter Sloan, but I think he calls himself Shatner as well. And he says he met Shatner.
I could call myself Shatner, though.
Don't. He said he met Shatner in 1984 on the set of his TV series T.J. Hooker, and that's where the actor told him that he was his father.
Oh, so he basically told him.
Yeah, but Shatner's denying this. So what's happened is that it's like another space thing where someone else is someone's father, Luke.
Oh, see,
but a different one.
But it's Shatner.
So it's actually all quite confusing. But anyway, that's the gist of it. So Shatner.
So who's the
Shatner,
guy?
Shatner. I just like saying the word Shatner.
Yeah, tell
it's
me
a good name, isn't
tell
it?
Tell me about Shatner.
So Shatner has denied the civil lawsuit because he
but
said.
What about young Shatner?
Young Shatner isn't being spoken to by old Shatner because he, quote his lawyer, Shatner is an incredibly busy 80 year old man. He's busy in space. And he's not interested in spending time discussing the issue with you of how he might be your father.
What does young Shatner do? Is he an unemployed man that needs some money?
He's a radio presenter.
Is he?
Yes.
Is it you, John?
Well, no, but I can sort of see what, you know, I mean, £170 million, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you claim to be someone's son...
Yeah.
Then you could get, you know, you could sue. I could claim to be anyone's son. So this is why I'm looking at this. Cause I'm thinking, well, you know, I could make a bold claim now.
Yeah.
That I'm the
Dom Jolly's son.
What?
Dom Jolly's son.
Why would I be Dom Jolly's son?
You look like Dom Jolly.
I don't look like Dom Jolly.
You're doing that photo.
Which photo?
The one from the old place.
Your old school photos.
I don't
you look like Dom Jolly.
I don't look like Dom Jolly.
Shorter, therefore he could be his son.
I don't. That's not the definite. That's not how it works, is it?
Mm.
I'm shorter than my dad. Are you shorter than your dad?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Interestingly, I had the same thought earlier. So, you know those websites where you can check whether you look like a celebrity or not?
Yes.
I put your face onto it to see which celebrities.
Which picture did you put
we
in?
We could target.
My talk radio picture,
yeah,
in which.
Yeah.
Well, I don't look like Dom Jolly in that, do
no,
I?
No, no. Well, you'll be pleased to know that Dom Jolly didn't come up. Do you know what the first match was? The first one.
Was it.
Going to skirt over this because it's nonsense.
Oh, good. This sounds good. I'm going to like this then, aren't I?
Yeah.
If you want to skirt over it,
yeah.
Go on.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake!
And you are so shorter than
the first match of my celebrity lookalike is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Well, in your face, both of you. Because that's not the answer you were expecting. Is it? Or wanted to have to say out loud. No,
hold
it isn't.
Your horses,
that's not
John.
What you wanted.
Hold your horses, John, for the second match.
Yes.
From the animated movie Shrek was the evil baddie Lord Farquaad.
I do not look like Lord Farquaad.
You do. You really do. We'll pop a picture on the Twitter of John and Lord Farquaad.
I don't look like Lord Farquaad.
All right, hang on. We'll make a picture with John in the middle, Justin Timberlake on one
side, and
Lord Farquaad on the other side, and we'll do one of those Twitter polls. Ooh, who do you look more like? I wonder what that's going to pop up with.
Anyway, after that,
it becomes interesting, because there are what can only be described of as a range of old Asian men.
Well, you know, it's the look I'm going... I don't...
Can I interest you in the noted Chinese actor and sketch comedy performer Gong Hanlin, for example?
That's quite similar to your name as well.
Gong Hanlin is similar to my name.
John H.
This is the worst opening to a programme I've ever heard. You two clowns have come in here with your stupid run-it-past a slip.
There's eight pictures, right? The next eight people are all middle-aged Chinese men. All of them. It's hilarious.
What?
You look like a middle-aged Chinese man.
I looked like...
According to the internet, John, when has the internet ever been wrong?
I look like Justin Timberlake, actually. That's the number one thing I'm going with. But I only mention this because you know, I don't know... I don't know about Shatner. I mean, think it right. Okay, cards on table, right? I'm adopted. Right, some people know that already, some people don't, right, it's fine. I'm adopted, I was adopted at the age of 4 weeks old, so I don't actually know who my paternal father is.
Could be Gong Hanlin, couldn't it?
It's not Gong Hanlin, because he's probably the same age as me.
What about Wang Feng?
Now you're just saying words.
No, it's the Chinese rock musician who's apparently number 4 your lookalike here.
Let me see it. I don't look like Wang Feng. What you two are doing is borderline racism.
It's not.
We're just quoting the internet.
Yeah.
The internet's never racist. Also, Gong Hanlin's 58 years old, so if you minus your age, you couldn't have been 5 when he had you, could he?
I'm not that age. What is this all of a sudden? Just pick on me day?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Pick on John Tuesday.
Hashtag pick on John Day at Talk Radio. Just pick on him.
Right, listen, I want to get to the... I want to know more about Shatner, right? And so... Because, you know, he went round space, didn't he? Right, Captain Kirk. And I'm fairly convinced he probably put it about a bit.
Okay.
While he was doing that. So what I need you to do during the adverts...
Yes.
Right, do some work for once.
Okay.
Produce something.
All right. Okay.
Get a Trekkie.
Okay.
Get a Trekkie on the phone.
Do you know who's one of the most famous Trekkies in the world? Chinese sketch actor Gong Hanlin.
Have you got Gong Hanlin on the phone?
I really wish I did.
I wish. See, if you were any sort of producer, you'd have done that.
Right, my promise to you is that by the end
of... I bet you haven't even got...
Wang Fen.
No! Or Mr. Sulu, or...
No. It's fine. I'll get Gong Hanlin on the phone by the end of the week. How's that? That's my pledge to you.
Get a Trekkie on the telephone.
Okay, John, I'm off to do that.
It's 20 past... This is a terrible piece of radio.
No, it's all right.
20 past one. It's Talk Radio. I'm...
Wang Feng.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something... I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life-Changing Learning.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast, and your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, an accident has closed off two lanes on the clockwise M60 between 17 at Prestwich and 18 for the Simister Island. There are queues back to junction 15 for the M61 at Swinton interchange. Two lanes are closed on the M6 South through Cheshire after a crash between 20 at the Lim interchange and 19 at Knutsford. The queues are back through the roadworks to 23 at Haydock. An accident closing one lane northbound between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford, and the tailbacks there are back to Sandbach services. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I'll be doing time with a man who's done some serious time inside America's most dangerous prison. Forget maximum security. This place is super mega scary. And talking of super mega scary, only the loosest woman of them all with me, Cal McGiffin on Talk Radio. You have been warned.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I actually am him. So it's 23 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Very quickly, let's go to some of your reactions. Your reactions. If you've got a reaction,
yes,
you know you can send it to Talk Radio. You can send it to 87. Do the texts work today? Does anyone know this? They do. They didn't work yesterday. They were having a bank holiday. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Have you got a reaction? Send us a reaction.
Yes.
What have you got? What reactions are coming in?
We've had this. Us police officers are not allowed to say anything anymore. That's from PC Gone Mad.
Yeah. This I've just got one here. This just says, can't trust them. And another one says, not in my backyard. And another one says, not in my back passage. And I think that was somebody meant to text A&E. So it is Talk Radio, and if Dave's done his job at all correctly... There should be somebody who likes Star Trek on the telephone, because we are talking about this afternoon, for no reason other than that I might try and sue him myself. Captain Kirk, who has been accused of fathering a radio presenter, who has, tried to sue the captain. This is a shocking news story, of course. It's the news story, the only news story Britain is talking about today. Obviously, and an expert is on the telephone now. Hello, is that James?
Hello there, isn't
it? Hi, James. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Thanks for asking. Yeah, fine. Yeah. What are you?
Well, right now I'm the director of communications for a Star Trek called in the UK.
Okay, fine. I didn't really hear that, but fine. And you are, but crucially, you are you're a Trekkie. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, kind of born into it.
Okay, and how long have you been this Trekkie?
I was raised in it. My dad was a big fan, so since birth, really.
Okay. And for those that don't know, right, what is it about you that sets you apart and makes you this Trek person?
Oh, that's a big question.
Yeah. We ask all the important questions on Talk Radio.
All the big questions.
I'm currently in a big Star Trek fan club. We do kind of events and gigs across the UK.
Yep. So why? Yeah, why this? Why Drecky?
Well, it's really hard to explain. For me, it's kind of a show that kind of spoke to me personally. I really enjoyed it. One of the few shows I could really get into, especially as a kid.
Well, let me
Yeah,
right. Well, if you're an expert, right, let me ask you this, right? Captain Kirk, right? And you know about this story, I'm sure. You must be livid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You must be livid. Yeah. Captain Kirk, back in the day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in space, you know, that's a lot of worlds, isn't it? That's a lot of all those planets, all those new worlds, new civilizations. His words, not mine, James.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's always Kirk on everyone.
And he did say he went where no man has gone before.
Oh, yes, he always broke your ground first.
And I'm wondering, what was Captain Kirk's love life like?
Exciting.
Yeah.
Adventurous.
Yeah.
And frequent.
Right, do give us, without being too graphic, you know, I mean, did he, with aliens, did he?
Oh, yes. They're all compatible. Anyone compatible, he went for.
Compatible. Right. Yeah, compatible. just bear with me a minute, James. Just wait a minute. I just got to explain something to Cornelius.
Yeah.
Right. When a man and an alien love each other very much, yeah. Right, they sometimes have a special hug.
Okay.
Right. In order to do that, they have to be compatible. Because if the alien hasn't got a right, then Captain Kirk. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, James. Bear with me. Look, let me draw you. Right. This is Captain. I'm just drawing. Cornelius has never spoken to a lady, so I'm just going to draw, or an alien.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just going to draw. Right. This is Captain. This is Captain Kirk. Look there.
Yeah.
That's his little phaser.
Okay.
Right. And this is a space alien. Right. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Space alien. It's got 7 legs.
Yeah.
Right, and see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that has to with that.
Oh, so if you just sort of, like, fold the paper.
Yes.
Ah.
See?
Yes,
and if I fold the paper like this, watch.
Yeah.
It's like animation now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's how they made Star Trek. Yeah.
Good. James, you're still there?
Yeah.
Good, okay, just explaining, you know, things to Cornelius. Yeah, so in terms of Captain Kirk's love life then, I mean, there was a lot of tight lycra going on, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's all nice and tight, nice velour as well.
Yeah. Did he ever, I mean, you know, did he, would you, with your knowledge of Captain Kirk, would you say Captain Kirk would ever sext an alien, like Vernon Kay, right? Like Vernon Kay to that page 3 girl, right, according to the papers today, would Captain Kirk sext an alien? Because they had technology way beyond our means back then, and he might have been one of the first. What's your opinion on that, James?
Oh, that seems likely.
It seems likely. It seems likely. Is that typical of space captains?
Not all, but him, yes.
Yeah. could you just put into a little bit of context for us? Because I know that I am right. Now this is a fact. I know that Captain Kirk had the first televised interracial kiss. Is that right, James?
Yes. Him and her is communications officer.
Right. The irony of you saying the word communications officer when I can't understand a word you're saying. But there you go. See, so that happened. So
yeah.
There's evidence here. Right now, and also right, aren't I the flip phone was modelled on the communicator, James, from Star Trek? Am I right?
Well, that was the claim. Yeah, the guy who designed it said that's where he got it from.
Right.
Oh.
So, if we've solved nothing else this afternoon, it's that Captain Kirk was basically the ITV Family Fortunes host of space. Vernon Kay of the universe.
Mm.
And there, that, Julia Hartley Brewer, is how you conduct a news-based debate. Thanks, James. It's talk... I couldn't understand a word you said. It's talk radio. It's 1:31. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the headlines.
Talk Radio.
The Egypt airplane hostage situation at Larnaca Airport in Cyprus has ended after the alleged hijacker was arrested, according to the Cyprus Ministry of Foreign Affairs. A man who claimed to have an explosive vest had been holding seven people hostage aboard an Egypt airplane after forcing it to divert to the island during a domestic flight from Alexandria to Cairo. The airline says the plane was carrying 56 passengers, including 26 foreigners and seven crew, as well as a security officer. A man's been arrested after trains were delayed by a car found abandoned on a railway line. Emergency services were called to the incident near Pitsea in Essex after the Volkswagen Polo was found shortly after 4:15 this morning. The owner of rugby league club Salford says he'll give lifetime bans to anyone involved in crowd violence following yesterday's Super League win at Huddersfield. Dr. Marwan Kukash has called the spectators involved in the fighting as thugs. Leeds chief executive Gary Hetherington says he expects the Rugby Football League to deal with the incident.
Whenever there's an incident involving fans, however few they may be, at any sporting event, it's always of real concern, and especially in rugby league because it's such a rarity. It's quite alarming for everybody concerned in the sport, and I'm sure the authorities will be dealing with it in a very robust manner.
Scientists say sea ice in the Arctic is at its lowest level on record for the season for the second year in a row. The lead scientist for the US National Snow and Ice Data Centre has described the area as being in crisis. The maker of Iron Brew says it's substantially reducing the amount of sugar in its drinks because of new tax measures that are being introduced in 2018. AG Barr, which expects up to a third of its portfolio to be affected by the levy, is now shifting its focus to no sugar and low sugar products. The weather, a mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK. Any rain will turn heavy and wintry in places, with a chance of hail and thunder and a high of 11 degrees.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene, with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:34, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Still to come on the programme, Richard Branson. Sir Richard Branson will be joining us as Virgin Radio, our sister station, launches tomorrow. Sir Richard will be in to talk to us about that. There's also Lonely Lunch coming up very shortly, but first this. This is where we encourage you to hide a headline in the news. We hide a headline in the news at 2 o'clock. You'll have heard Tim there. Tim the newsreader. Tim, the enchanting newsreader. And out of his face comes the news. That's how the news works. It's in his head and on his screen. And then to impart the news to you, he reads it out of his face. That's how it works. And of course, being a trained journalist, everything he says, you are disposed to believe. It must be the truth, for it is in the news. However, as we like to do, we hide a headline in the news at 2 o'clock. And the reason we do it, well, it's because we think, well, people are often out to lunch between 1 and 2, so they don't hear this bit of the programme. Okay, they don't really, they're just out, they're at Pret queuing for an over-expensive wrap. And so they get back to the office, they haven't heard this bit, so they don't know what we're doing. Then the news comes on at 2 and they just go, because there's a made-up news story in it. That's right, a hidden news story. We'd like you to hide it in there. And the way you can do that, you can text us, because it works today. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's just very simply make up a long, vaguely believable news story and hide it inside the headlines. This has come in from Neil. Engineers have invented a car that will run on popcorn kernels. The popping of the kernels fires the engine cylinders and creates drive for the pistons. Popcorn is then ejected via the exhaust. So not only have you come up with a climate-friendly car, Neil,
but also one that dispenses delicious snacks. And I think that's a first.
Well, that could encourage children to run into the road.
Neil, you haven't thought this through. That is an incredibly dangerous and stupid idea. Mm. Imagine that, Neil. You haven't thought about it. Imagine that. And do you not remember the story of the Pied Piper, Neil? Do you not remember that, where a man playing a tune on a flute or a whistle or something went through the town, didn't he? Mm. To get the rats. And then the rats, no one paid him, so he went through the town again, got all the children, didn't he, and took them into the river. Right? And think of that. Think about that, Neil, with your stupid idea. That's a weird story. I haven't finished. No. Stupid idea, because now you've got a car driving through a village. Is that what you want, Neil? A car driving through a village, dispensing popcorn from its exhaust, and all the children will follow it into the river. If it drives into the river, which it probably wouldn't. Because it's a car, why would you do that? Really, Neil? The whole thing's flawed. You're a stupid idiot.
Do you know what the worst thing about it is?
What?
The worst, absolute worst thing about that stupid idea is that Neil had to have the stupidity of it pointed out by stupid Cornelius.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. When you know stupid Cornelius is pointing out the idiocy in your plan, it's really stupid.
Right, Neil, you want to take a good long hard look at yourself before you think of sending in anything again to 87222.
But please do start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Right, we're hiding a headline. Have you got one that's coming there? Stupid Cornelius.
Yes, Thomas has sent in one saying, after it's been announced that Dermot O'Leary is returning to X Factor, one of the judges, Cheryl Cole, has been announced that she's returning to being a violent thug.
Good.
She's planning to punch another toilet attendant this summer.
Let's, for those that don't know, remind the details, need pointing out there, of course, Cheryl Cole, the nation's sweetheart, you remember her?
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole, the nation's sweetheart, who everyone loves because you're on the X Factor, isn't she, and on the makeup advert thing. Once... in 2003, in a nightclub in Guildford, punched a toilet attendant in the face, leading the judge to call her a thug. Just saying the facts that they are, but still everyone loves her. Anyway, she's now the face. Was she then the face of L'Oreal or something? She was the face of some makeup, wasn't she?
I don't know, John.
Yeah.
Check your facts.
I haven't done that. apart from that, what have you got, Dave?
I've got one here from...
What hidden headline have you got?
Simon, a hidden headline.
Yeah.
A man in Scunthorpe has quite... Scunthorpe? I've got my words wrong there. A man in Scunthorpe has quite literally suffered from first-degree burns after a fire broke out at his graduation.
Thanks, Simon.
I enjoyed that, Simon.
Don't forget, today, as well, is National Slap Your Boss Day.
Mm.
So you can go to work... if you are at work, you can just go and find a senior manager and just... Not hard. Just a sort of gentle sort of tapping of the face. Just to say a happy National Slap Your Boss Day. I think we're going lonely lunching. Are we going lonely lunching?
We're going to go to a lonely lunch club in a minute, John.
Good. I wish people would just tell me what the hell's going on. Fine. So, okay. This is Lonely Lunch Club. This is
I'm going to a haiku first.
Oh, God.
Come on, John. Told you this a minute ago.
Why can't we go my way round?
Because it's my show. So
it's not your show, is it?
I decide which way round it is.
It's not your show, is it?
I'm in charge of the show.
It's not your show, is it?
Well, no. Technically, it is.
It's not.
That's fine, though.
Fine. All right, so...
Hey, John, can you get a haiku, please?
What if I just don't?
You have to talk, won't you?
No.
Petulance will backfire, because you'll just have to fill time.
What if I don't? What if I just hear?
Ah, that's fine. So you're just going to sit in silence? Okay, cool. So this is Dave and Con on Talk Radio, the Dave Cribb and Cornelius Mendes show. We've got a lot of time to do with what we want now, Cornelius, because... that other guy is not doing the thing anymore. Are you just going to sit in silence as well?
It's not as easy as it looks, is it, Dave?
Solidarity with John.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're taking a weird side there, considering I pay your wages.
He doesn't get paid. He doesn't get paid any wages.
Oh, yeah. Dumb.
I've had an idea.
Okay.
Let's explain the news in the form of Japanese poetry.
Oh, lovely idea.
It's the...
That is called talent management,
Donald Trump says that England isn't a safe place. Not for him, it's not.
It's the news in haikus. News is very complicated, so we like to explain it in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's 1:41, and it's time to meet someone that's lonely.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
She's called Beth this afternoon, and at other times, I don't doubt. And she is today's lonely luncher. If you've not heard this before, this is how it works. People throughout this nation, throughout this fair land, are having lunch on their own because they've been shunned by their colleagues. We provide a service. We are the virtual colleague that you so desire and so wish for. We can hold our own in any office-based banter. We can do last night's television. We can do relationship issues, Vernon Kay, if you want to call it. And we can do colleagues that none of us like. We can join in with any of the standard workplace conversations. So if you are on your own for lunch, you could be our lonely lunch person. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start your message with anything you like.
Beth got in touch. She's on the telephone now. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hi, Beth. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Thanks. Yeah. Beth, are you at work? What makes your lunchtime lonely?
Well, I'm on my own, yeah. So that's kind of the prerequisite.
It's a start, yeah.
And my boyfriend went to work.
Yeah.
And I don't have any work. I'm unemployed, which is super lonely.
Oh, it is lonely, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just had a bowl of chips on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad.
Are you... so you're at home, are you?
No, I'm in a cafe.
Oh, in a cafe. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Squandering your benefits.
I am doing exactly that.
Yeah.
I'm actually writing in a cafe, like one of those people that writes in a coffee shop. Yeah.
Oh, that is sad.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
What are you writing?
I'm writing a book.
Wow. You see, then you're not unemployed. You're a writer.
Well, I kind of have to be paid to write the book, and no one's offered to pay me.
Oh.
It's just kind of something I'm, you know,
yeah, then you
doing.
Are. You are a drain on society. That's correct.
Yeah.
But look to the future, Beth, because J.K. Rowling started off writing her books in a cafe, didn't she?
I know. And I get 23 times be rejected before it will be published. If I'm going by her sort of, you know, life.
So what's your book about? Oh, by the way, I've started the chat now.
That's good.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
I've now started the friendly banter.
Talk,
so what I am in this scenario, Beth, just so you know, is I'm a stranger. Let's play now, right? Because this is what we do. We keep people company during lunchtime. She's in a cafe, right? So there we go. Excuse me. Is there anyone sitting here?
No. Just move my bag out the way.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah.
Ahead,
hi.
Yeah.
I just I don't. You carry on working. You're obviously busy. I'll just wait for my.
Yeah, no problem.
Here's your tea.
Thanks very much.
Would you like any milk or sugar?
I was expecting that to be in it already, if I'm honest.
Okay, I'll just take that. Sorry.
Can you put some?
Yeah, sorry.
Just no sugar, just milk, please. No,
okay, sure.
Honestly, the staff these days, Beth, eh?
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, I don't know. What's your name?
Beth.
Hi, Beth. I'm John. Nice to meet you. Yeah, yeah. What are you? It looks interesting. What are you writing there? Book, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a book. Fantastically, did you?
Great. And are you? You look unemployed. Are you?
I am. I am. Thanks.
What did you do? What did you do when you had a job, Beth?
Oh, last job I had was working at a horrible bar.
Horrible bar.
A particularly horrible bar.
What was it? I bet the service was better than in this cafe. That bloke still hasn't come back with my tea yet.
Yeah, he probably worked at the bar.
Yeah.
You know.
I think, Beth, I'm wondering if this is going well now. So we've established a little rapport, haven't we?
You know,
and now we've kind of moved properly into virtual friend territory. Yeah. You know, and it's all a bit awkward because you think I'm coming on to you, but I'm not.
No.
I'm just being friendly. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, the waiter's back. Yes.
Sorry about the wait.
Okay, thanks very much.
He's not sorry.
Oh, this is coffee. I ordered tea.
Was it not coffee?
No, I said tea.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is the worst cafe I've ever been.
Really said
Beth. Beth, have you come? This is Beth. She's trying to write. This cafe's... Look.
What you're writing
this
there.
This cafe's appalling. Don't ask. Just get me a...
Sorry, I'll just get you in there.
Service,
I just think he has a job and I don't.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. Honestly. Anyway, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm interrupting you. I know. I realise you're working. I'm really sorry. It's,
you know, I'm not even hourly, so it doesn't really matter.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to chat about, Beth? Now we've kind of done. You know, what you're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the book about?
The book is about animals.
Animals.
on a sort of farm. It's not Animal Farm.
Okay, I was going to say that's sort of been catered for.
Mine has no clever parallels with World War II. It's just about animals,
right?
So,
it's sweet, but what you're saying is it's quite one dimensional.
It is extremely one dimensional.
Yeah. What's the lead animal called?
I don't know that there is a leader. I mean, probably Eli. He's a badger.
Good name, strong.
Thank you. Yeah. Eli Brooke. Right.
Good, of course. And what does Eli? Can I get you another cup of tea, by the way? You obviously your tea's quite low there. Do you want another drink?
Oh yeah, no. Do you know what? It actually is. So yeah, I have a red berry flower tea. Again, I'm one of those people.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to change tables.
We're in a very fancy cafe.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
Sorry, sir.
Excuse me. A red berry?
Red berry flower tea.
Can I get red berry flower tea, please?
Red berry. Yeah. Would you like milk and sugar in that?
Don't be absurd.
Okay. And I'd like. Did you say you had a bowl of chips, Beth?
I did.
Can I get? Were they all right in here?
They were all right.
Can I get a bowl of chips with that as well, please?
Sorry, we've run out of chips.
How have you run out of chips? You're a cafe.
We've run out of chips.
Did Beth have this lady here have the last of the chips?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Right. Okay.
We have hash browns.
That'll do.
All right, I'll get a couple of hash browns.
Okay.
Beth, do you want any hash browns? I'm just ordering.
Sure.
Yeah, two hash browns.
Serves both red berry tea and hash browns.
Yeah.
I'll go for some hash browns.
Thank you.
Here you go.
No, that's ridiculous. They've just been waiting. Can you cook them fresh? They've just been waiting on the side.
Excuse me, sir. Hi, I'm the manager here. I feel like this meal's gone on too long.
Well,
would you mind wrapping it up?
I shall tell you why. Because your waiting staff are appalled that it took too long to order bring the things we ordered.
He doesn't get paid. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're absolutely right. He's a paid. He's an intern. Yeah. Hey, Beth. This has been great chat.
Hey, yeah.
We've certainly friended up your lunchtime, which is kind of the point of the exercise, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm definitely less lonely than I was.
Good. Fewer. It's fewer. So listen, Beth. Thanks very much for chatting to us. That's it's over now. We've done it. We've finished. So, Beth, thank you. That's Beth writing a book. If you are having a lonely lunch of any kind and you'd like to talk to us on the radio about it, you can use it to share your relationship problems, to chat about last night's TV, or simply a book you're writing in a cafe. You know, and we'll play act it out like we just did. You know, and it makes the world a nicer place, doesn't it? Well, not very nice. Lonely lunch, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
We'll be back with more hidden headlines leading up to the 2 o'clock news. After this, it's 10 to 2 now. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, two lanes are closed on the M6 South after an accident between 20 at the Limited Change and 19 at Knutsford. Queues all the way back to 23 at Haydock. An accident northbound has left queues from 16 at Stoke-on-Trent up to 19 at Knutsford. M6 northbound, two lanes are closed between 10 at Wolverhampton and 11 at Cannock. Queues are back to 8 for the M5. And roadworks causing long delays on the A40, the Cutslow roundabout in Oxford, on the A30 at Bodmin in Cornwall, and also the North Circular at Neasden Interchange. I'm Jamie Serkin.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:53, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, still to come. Sir Richard Branson joins us this afternoon to talk about all things Virgin. I don't know why that leads me to you, Cornelius, but it does, because we have to, ahead of that, put a hidden headline in the news at 2 o'clock. And I know you've got some there that have come in from the people that are listening.
Mm.
Yeah, good. What have you got?
Absolutely. Thomas has tweeted, he says, the number of smokers worldwide. Can you not do that? It's very distracting. Sorry. You know I have confidence issues with my reading.
Just trying to help you out.
As the number of smokers worldwide nears 1 billion, plans are in place to make cigarettes resemble either bananas or cucumbers in a move to stop the habit looking so cool.
See, that's good, isn't it? Because if someone was walking around with a banana in their mouth, right, then... Although, is that?
I don't know whether that is.
That could catch on.
It could, couldn't it? It could be one of those... It's like... Those hats with the flat beaks, they're cool, but they look ridiculous.
The witch hats?
The caps with the flat beaks.
No, they're not witch hats. They're caps.
What?
What?
Never mind.
What do you mean, flat beaks?
They're called... Oh, what are they called?
Oh, flat beak hats.
Yeah. The big ones that rappers wear.
Okay. So, what are they cool, are they?
Well, no, yeah, but they are, but they look ridiculous.
Right, well, okay, so the bananas. Right,
yeah.
Okay, well, here's how you have to make it work, okay? Admittedly, you have to make, if you want to get smoking solved in that way, right, you have to tell rappers to hang out with bananas. Because then the kids will think bananas are cool, right?
Yeah.
So, from the peaked cap, just dangle bananas in front of rappers. Like a sort of carrot and the stick experiment,
yeah.
Right, with a donkey. But instead of that, there's wrappers with bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah, and cucumbers.
Yeah? So you've got both green and... It looks nice
as
well.
The big music videos in the mansions, just loads of bananas everywhere.
Yeah.
Chandeliers made of bananas.
And cucumbers. You know, they're not cracking open brandy anymore, the wrappers, are they? No, they're just snapping a cucumber in half and just biting into it. Like that. And then the kids will think that cucumbers...
are sick.
Hang on, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Good. That's good.
Right.
That's sick is good.
Good. It's not in my house when my daughter's sick. That's quite appalling. I don't go, yeah, that's sick. Well, I do. I say that's sick, but it's not good sick. It's bad sick, and I don't know how I differentiate between the two levels of sick.
It's a different generation, John.
Okay, fine, I understand it. In a bid to avoid killing healthy animals, London Zoo have announced a clearance sale. So if you've ever wanted to get yourself an animal, they are throwing some old ones out. You can pick up today, you can pick up animals at discount prices. London Zoo holding a sale. That's come in from Sarah this afternoon. If you have a hidden headline and want to hide it in the headlines at 2 o'clock, then you can get it to us. You've still got a tiny bit of tiny bit of time. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Any word you want. Any word you want. To make the Make Britain Funnier campaign gets underway, of course, as well today across the whole of the country. If you want to get involved in that, that's going to include free party whistles at major train stations. And because it spreads across the whole of Britain, there's a slip and slide they've organised going down the entire length of Ben Nevis.
Oh, wow.
So this is part of the Make Britain Funnier campaign. If you get involved in that.
Nothing to do with this show.
You're in a weird mood today, aren't you? But you spent the first half an hour telling me I look like a succession of middle-aged Asian gentlemen from China.
I forgot we did that.
And then the next bit, you just was sort of making noises at me.
When was that?
I don't know. It's just
I don't remember that. You just coming in and going.
Well, it's all I hear.
Burp.
It's all I hear from him. He says words, and I just hear this.
That's the Star Trek thing.
It's Klingon.
At least it's more understandable than the bloke on the phone. Yeah. Good. Okay. So still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock. So Richard Branson joins us later. You're listening to Talk Radio. The made-up news story comes courtesy of
Danny.
Danny, there where does go. Danny live?
Hinchcliffe.
Danny and Hinchcliffe.
Danny and Hinchcliffe. Your made-up story will be the hidden headline in the news with Tim, which is next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 da,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
With a squad of over 5,000 to choose from, you're bound to score a low-mileage, nearly new car at one of Motorpoint's 9 branches nationwide. You won't break the bank or any transfer records either, with prices like a 64-plate Ford Focus 1-litre EcoBoost for under £10,000, saving over £8,000 on the new list price. There's part exchange and finance available, and the golden goal of choice, value and service. Don't get left on the sidelines. Start your search at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
And we're just about to kick off.
And he scored!
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable!
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's exactly 2 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's the afternoon. Here's Tim with the news.
Thank you, John. Coming up, the hijack in Cyprus is over, arrests over Pakistan bombing, and Tim Peake gives an interview from space.
Talk Radio.
The Cyprus Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the hostage situation at Larnaca Airport is over and one man has been arrested. The plane was flying to Cairo when the pilot was forced to divert to Cyprus by a man who claimed to be wearing a suicide vest. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says if that's true, it raises questions over security at Egyptian airports, which are already under the spotlight after a bomb was put on a plane at Sharm el-Sheikh last October.
A huge amount is meant to have been done to improve aviation security in Egypt, not least by international firms such as Britain's Control Risks, who've been paid a lot of money to tighten up security. So questions remain, and I think they will really focus on whether there is a bomb still on board that plane.
Labour is calling for a Home Office investigation after figures reveal children as young as 10 have been arrested for gun offences in the UK. 1,500 youngsters have been held over the last 3 years. Former gang member Jennifer Blake, who's now a youth worker, says children often get involved with guns and gangs, thinking it's glamorous.
Somebody comes up to them, start grooming them. As soon as they know it, they're actually hooked into it, and some of them, they think it's exciting until something happens and they realise, wow, what have I got myself into?
More than 5,000 people have been arrested following Sunday's suicide bombing in Pakistan. 73 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the blast in Lahore. Many of the victims were children. Of the thousands arrested, around 200 remain in custody. Former England footballer Paul Gascoigne says he's back on track after suffering one blip in his struggle with alcoholism. The 48-year-old was said to have had a bad week as pictures emerged of him with cuts to his face and appearing to carry a bottle of alcohol. France manager Didier Deschamps says his team have to try and move forward from November's Paris terror attacks tonight. Their friendly with Russia will be the first time they played in the Stade de France since the venue was targeted by suicide bombers while they were facing Germany. Captain and Tottenham goalkeeper Hugo Lloris says everyone has to have faith in the security services.
After a trauma like this one, of course there is a tomorrow. And I think it's important to come back to the Stade de France, whether it's the players or the fans, to find a certain confidence.
Britain's first official astronaut's been giving his first live broadcast interview from the International Space Station. Tim Peake is halfway into his six-month mission, involving around 250 science experiments and a number of spacewalks. He's described what his most exciting experiences have been so far.
It's always different, whether it's a moon setting or a sunrise or crossing over and, over the South America, for example. The magnificent views, that's definitely out of this world.
Tim. Can I just ask you a quick question about Tim Peake?
Yeah.
Something like the other Tim.
Yeah, the other Tim.
The other Tim. We were talking about Captain Kirk earlier, being sort of putting it about a bit in space. And I wondered if you had any scoops of that nature, Tim Peake has done anything with an alien.
I think all Tim Peake's done is do a few somersaults so far, isn't it?
If you say so, I mean, you seem to be the expert, and I just thought I'd come to you and ask that.
There have been no rumours.
Okay,
at this stage.
Fine. Okay, well, if you want to start a rumour about Tim Peake and some space aliens, then you can do it at Talk Radio, # Tim Peake and the Space Aliens. Sorry, Tim, carry on.
Talk Radio, national weather.
A mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK this afternoon. Any rain turning heavy and wintry in places with a chance of hail and thunder. The high, 11 degrees.
Thanks, Tim.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England go into their latest Euro 2016 warm-up match in confident mood this evening. They face the Netherlands at Wembley after coming back from 2-0 down to beat world champions Germany 3-2 at the weekend. Boss Roy Hodgson wants his side to carry on from where they left off.
We understand, I think, what we're trying to do, and the players we played will have a very clear idea of what we're wanting to do on the field of play when we've got the ball and when we haven't got the ball. And then, of course, it's up to them to take the opportunity to show us that they're capable of it.
Elsewhere tonight, Scotland face Denmark in a friendly at Hampden Park. Republic of Ireland entertain Slovakia in Dublin. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he has no plans to step down. Wenger's contracted until the end of next season and says he has no doubt he'll remain in charge as he's 100% committed to his job. Finally, onto cricket, and England limited overs captain Owen Morgan says he's not looking too far ahead at a potential World 2020 final. His side face New Zealand in their last four tie in Delhi tomorrow. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, the word fracking has been deemed to be bringing negative connotations towards the drilling of shale gases. As a result, it's been announced that from next month, the procedure is going to be renamed as Happy Drilling.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
That's terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon to you. It is 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. It's in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. If you want to get in touch this afternoon, you can, of course. As you know, you can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're on LinkedIn as well, probably. We're on BuzzFace and InstaSnap. You can follow us on Brexit and Pol Pot. You can also find us and like us on Nest Egg and Swap Shop. You can also, this afternoon, contact us if you wish via ancient petroglyph. Now, all you have to do, if you'd like to do that, is carve symbols into a rock face around 20,000 years ago using techniques of incising or abrasing the patina of the stone, making sure to stylistically relate the images to the upper Paleolithic boundary representing deep cultural and or religious significance. Do remember, though, if you want to leave a message via petroglyph this afternoon, then symbolic ritual markings will be charged at your usual prehistoric rock carving rate.
Talk Radio.
Just time to go to the text now for some of your reactions this afternoon. Keep your reactions coming in. React to things like this.
Yes, an inadequate parent has said that children don't have the right role models anymore.
Correct.
And a caterer has texted in saying, you will always find me in the kitchen at parties.
One man has just said the word dog food. And I've got this, it just says, children, why? If you've got a reaction, then do react on the text and the Twitter and the Brexit and the Pol Pot. We are on all of those platforms this afternoon. However, for now, it is time for our very... Well, if you're a regular listener, you'll know we are road testing the next generation of pundits. Yeah, pundits, critics, you've heard them, you've seen them, they're on the television, they're on the radio, they're in the newspaper. But the thing that unites them all is that they're all just the same old faces. All the same people turning up to tell you about a thing and give their worthless opinion. And that's all very well, but what about the worthless opinion of other people that are coming through the ranks? The pundits of tomorrow, hence work experience reviews. Today, music, he's back, he's from last week, you'll not remember, but here he is, Aidan. Hello, Aidan.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well, you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
Good, so this is week two.
Week two.
What did you learn last week in your work experience reviewing?
That I am very good at this.
Excellent. So, what are we... We're talking music, of course, that's your role, that's what you're reviewing. Yep. What have you got in your music news?
Well, big news, obviously. Glastonbury lineup.
Glastonbury.
Announced this morning. Yep. And I believe we've got a mashup coming up.
What sort of mashup?
Well, it's kind of a mashup of all the main acts that are happening, and I'm going to do, you know, a big shout out after each
song. Yeah. Remember what we do. If you were listening last week, we learned you don't do shout outs, we do shout ins. Well, you do.
Yeah, you're the only one who does.
Give us a demonstration of it. There you go. Let's hear from some of the before we talk about it. Let's hear from some of the bands that have been announced for Glastonbury.
News, obviously.
News.
Jeff Lynne's ELO. Last Shadow Puppets.
Shut up.
Stormzy, what a year he's had.
I rule by shut up. Better than me? Shut up. Best in the sleep.
And of course, Art Garfunkel. This is more your era.
We have to say, your face when Stormzy played there was a picture.
What is a Stormzy?
It's what we just heard.
Right. I like this one. Oh, I like the one. If you gave me right, if you gave me Stormzy,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Or Dead Rabbits,
right.
Right, I'm going with the Dead Rabbits.
Yeah, but
time.
For what though? Because if you'd Stormzy,
I would Aidan.
Yeah,
I would rather listen.
Yeah,
right to Dead Rabbits.
Yeah,
as typified by Art Garfunkel's Bright Eyes.
Right,
right. Than listen to whatever a Stormzy is.
That's good. I like Stormzy. Do you like Stormzy?
Yeah, I think he's well. It's not really my kind of thing, but I respect him. I think he's been incredibly successful. Uploaded a video on YouTube, went massive. You know what I mean? Mm. It's a great success story.
I'm not interested in it. All right, so this is Glastonbury.
It's Glastonbury, yeah.
The bands you mentioned there, Muse, we know about. I'm quite interested in Muse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Adele as well.
Adele, of course.
Other computers are available. That'd be fair.
Don't laugh.
Coldplay, I think is this the fourth time? I think the fourth time they're headlining.
No,
yeah.
You see, this fourth is what Coldplay, headlining. It's not interesting, though, is it?
It's a, well, what I
Art Garfunkel is interesting.
Yeah, but he's not going to headline, is he?
Well, he should.
Well, no, he shouldn't.
Is he higher up the bill than your Stormzy person?
I think they're pretty much level pegging.
You can't... Art Garfunkel! Right? Actually, no, you're right. But if Paul Simon was there, that'd be fair. But Art Garfunkel wasn't really very good, was he? He was kind of the... But Art Garfunkel, you've sort of got... He was basically the Paul Ross to Paul Simon's Jonathan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's sort of the Lidl to the Waitrose of music, isn't he? Art Garfunkel just sort of turned up with his hair. Good singing voice, but really the engine behind it, Art Garfunkel. Paul Simon. Both of whom, though, went on, of course, to have successful retail careers, didn't he? Paul Simon with his curtains. Curtain shop. And Art Garfunkel with his restaurants that he has.
Garfunkel. It's what?
Garfunkel's restaurants.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
Anyway.
They are next to each other on the poster. They are indeed, Stormzy, yeah, yeah. And Art Garfunkel and Stormzy's just above.
Well, that's not right. Anyway, what else can you tell us about Glastonbury? So the full lineup's now announced, right?
Yeah, it's now announced. They've got a nice poster. Sort of designed by Stanley Donwood, who, interestingly enough, tie-in with last week, does all Radiohead's album artwork. So there you go.
Oh, you've done some research, haven't you?
It's all linked.
He's quite good at
it. It just said on the Twitter. So, also we've got ZZ Top, which is interesting.
Now this is good!
Because they're sort of...
Have you got some ZZ Top?
We haven't got any ZZ Top, no. Thank God we haven't got any.
What do you mean?! Don't come round here with your Storm...
Trooper.
Peter Storm, or whatever he's called.
Stormzy.
With his range of anoraks. And you didn't bring any ZZ Top. You could have had Sharp Dressed Man.
Could have had legs, couldn't we?
There are rumours that those two acts are going to combine and collaborate.
Well, here's another
Storm
interesting
ZZ
thing.
ZZ Top.
Talking of collaborations,
he's not listening to you.
Storm ZZ Top.
Sorry.
No one's listening to you, Cornelius.
Coldplay are going to bring out one of the Gibbs brothers from the Bee Gees, or rather, the one surviving Gibbs brother.
I was going to say, it'd be really awkward to bring out the other ones.
True.
I mean, it would be a Glastonbury moment, Aidan, wouldn't it?
But it could be...
If Coldplay...
It could be a two-pack.
Went onto the stage... Right?
Walk out,
just
Paul Bearer.
Dragged on the corpses of two dead Bee Gees. I mean, it would be a show-stopping moment if that actually happened. If Chris Martin just walked onto the stage and actually just opened... You know, with one of his songs.
Yeah.
The one about clocks or something.
Yes.
Right? And then he just said, ladies and gentlemen, the two of the dead Bee Gees. And then sent Guy Berryman off the stage. And he had to go off and drag off. Which ones of them are dead? I can't remember. Let's say it's Robin.
Yeah? And Barry.
He went off. They're the Tucker brothers, aren't they?
Paul and Barry.
Okay, fine. Barry's alive. From the Chuckle Brothers and from the Bee Gees.
No, both Chuckle
Robin's
Brothers
alive.
Are, both Chuckle Brothers are alive.
Yeah. Someone check.
I'm doing
because,
it.
Good.
They did a video with Tinchy Strider, believe it or not. Tinchy Strider, there we are. There's another one.
The Chuckle Brothers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Gibbs.
No, not the Gibbs.
Right, so what you've got is you've got Coldplay, right, coming on, right, from one side. There's two, the corpses of two Bee Gees. From the other, as yet unnamed, from the other, yeah. Right, the Chuckle Brothers.
Right, okay.
Right, and that is a gig moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Morris, by the way.
What is?
Morris is dead.
Who's the other one?
Robin. Barry's still alive.
Yeah. So Barry's coming on for
the... No, he's not.
Yeah.
No. Where's the fun in that? Right? Right. Also, interestingly, the Bee Gees, well, you say Gibbs, but the what are the Bee Gees, the ZZ Top's names? The Bee Gees are called Gibbs. What are they?
I actually don't know. I don't know. There's two of them, isn't there?
No. This is the thing. There's three of them.
There's three of them.
Right, yeah. But you're thinking of, there's Dusty Gibbons.
Right.
Billy Gibbons.
Right.
And the drummer is genuinely called Frank Beard.
Beard.
Yeah.
But right. He hasn't got a beard.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And the other two.
That is interesting.
And the other two don't have Gibbons. So... And Frank Beard is the only one of ZZ Top that has a pet gibbon.
Amazing.
It's
amazing
a bit
stuff.
Like, have you ever heard of the TV show BJ and the Bear?
Oh, God.
Where...
But the bear isn't a bear.
The bear
it's
is
a monkey.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So it's BJ McKay from the 80s and his best friend Bear.
Stop
and he was
talking about this show.
Bear, but he was actually a chimpanzee.
Every day.
There's a chimpanzee called Bear.
Amazing stuff.
So you've got Coldplay.
Yeah.
Right. From one side of the stage, Chris Guy Berryman drags on two dead Bee Gees.
Really good knowledge of other members of Coldplay, by the way.
Yeah, I was getting
Chris by the name.
From the other, well, that's because I used to. Guy Berryman's mum lives near me. That's funny.
Can you name the other two?
No. So because they don't live near me. So the neither do their parents. And the other side is the Chuckle Brothers, right? Manhandling. The remaining live BG, to you, right? Bringing him
to
on.
To G.
While from above, drop the popular characters
right.
From the 80s television Saturday evening drama BJ and the Bear, Greg Evigan.
Greg
and a chimpanzee.
Sheriff Lobo.
Sheriff Lobo, who's the baddie, drop down for a spectacular finale of Glastonbury.
Great stuff. There we go.
And that's why I'm not in charge of Glastonbury. Aidan, stay with us because I know you've got more music news.
I have indeed.
For whatever that's worth. 18 minutes past two, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Hello, and welcome to another day of Export Opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the M6 southbound between 20 Lim Interchange and 19 at Knutsford. An accident there closes two lanes and there's a shed load of plump machinery on the carriageway as well. So the congestion towards 23 of Haydock on the M6. Roadworks adding to the problems. Surrey's M3, London bound. There's a caravan that's broken down between 3 at Bagshot and 2, the M25. Lane 103 blocked off around there, so very busy. Roadworks adding to those delays as you head on the M3, London bound through Surrey as well this afternoon. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Get your hands on the new Samsung Galaxy S7 or S7 Edge with unlimited minutes and texts. With the Vodafone data extravaganza, we'll also throw in a huge 10 gigs of data. Oh, and don't forget, you could also get 12 months Netflix on us. But hurry, offers end from the 31st of March. Visit your local Vodafone store or vodafone.co.uk. Vodafone, power to you.
Minimum term agreement and credit check apply. UK standard minutes, text and data. Netflix available on selected Red Value bundles. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:21, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes, and what?
Nothing, you pointed at me.
Yeah, just to press the button.
You installed a ZZ Top button?
Yes.
Showing the outbreak.
Every studio should have a ZZ Top button.
Very fashionable these days to do the ZZ Top button up on a shirt.
Stop talking over it. Can we just spend the rest of the afternoon listening to ZZ Top?
No. Oh. Doesn't comply with our licensing regulations. As a talk radio station.
You come round here with your... My name's David, I'm a mood hoover.
Sucking the... Mood hoover?
Mood hoover.
Fun sponge.
Yeah, exactly. Dave Fun Sponge, we call... That's a great name for him.
Dave's Fun
now,
Sponge.
If we just call him Dave Fun Sponge, that's good. Yeah, you're mood hoover. Yeah, you're like a happiness dementor. You just suck the fun out of everything.
That's stupid, because a dementor is a happiness dementor by definition.
Yeah, well, you're that.
You joy burglar.
You should try working with that. Actual fun sponge one day. Loads of them.
I can't believe you, me. Just have to glance around that office. That's ZZ Top on Talk Radio 223. Aidan is with us. He's our work experience reviewer. His area of expertise. I don't know what it is, but he's doing music around here. So that's it. We've done are we finished on Glastonbury? We've got more on Glastonbury. ZZ Top are playing Glastonbury, we found out. Coldplay are playing Glastonbury along with two of the dead Bee Gees, Chuckle Brothers, and Greg Evigan and the bear from BJ and the Bear, which is actually a chimpanzee.
That's all you need to know.
That was announced this morning. Right. What else do you have for us?
Well, I've got some reviews. Do you want some reviews?
I don't know. What are they?
Well, Kid Cudi, a rapper, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Absolutely very familiar with him.
Kid Cudi.
I know Kid Curry. From Alias Smith and Jones.
No.
It was a cowboy program.
Okay. Well, this is Kid Cudi.
Okay, fine.
And he's dropped a new track. There we are, dropped,
it's
see?
He's not dropped a new track, has
and,
he?
No,
he's released a new track.
On his
Don't
SoundCloud.
Come round here with your young person's language. He's released a new track.
He's released a new track.
Thank you.
On his SoundCloud, produced by Mike Dean, not the referee, and Plain Cat. honestly, the producer called Mike Dean, that's his name. Right, so I've had a listen.
Yeah.
And he released this album, I think it might have been last year, called Speeding Bullet to Heaven, which was dreadful.
Okay.
It was just an overlong, overly produced mess of an album. So this track is kind of a step back.
As opposed to an overly long, overly produced mess of a radio show.
Which this isn't. So, it's just a bit of an odd brooding track. The main centre point of it are these really heavily vocoded vocals from Kid Cudi himself.
I think we've got a clip. Hey, DJ Fun Sponge.
Hello.
Have you lined up a clip?
Yes, I believe
we do. We do have a clip. So here is Kid Cudi with The Frequency.
Is the key to my frequency. Explore what you find.
Well, this is absolutely appalling on every single level.
That was my opinion that came as the mics came back up.
I mean, how do you go from, you know, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top legs. She knows how to use them.
Yeah, it was... Sharp Dressed Man that we played, but don't worry about that. But this is, you've just brought in an abhorrence. You might as well have pooed in your own hands and carried it in here? And just gone, listen to this. That's what I heard.
This is what I'm coming to. It is just nothing. There's nothing there. You heard the vocoded vocals there. That's pretty much it for the whole of the track. There's no hook. There's no discernible chorus.
That was the hook. I was looking it up, and that is the hook.
That is the hook.
That bit you just heard is the hook.
Well, it's not going to catch on, is it?
So, no. So there we go. I actually kind of found it interesting to listen to, because I was just like, well, what is this? Is it an experiment? Is it a joke? But without the context of a looming album, because he just released the track with no real prior notice. Just said, here it is. This is something that I've made with Mike Dean, the referee, and Plain Pat. And so we don't know whether this part of an EP, part of an album, and without that kind of context, all you can really view it as is an interesting aside. So there we go.
Without the word interesting. Without,
just an aside.
It's just an aside.
Yeah.
It's just a life aside.
So this is something that might be a bit more interesting, a bit more of an interesting aside.
Yeah.
The bassist from The Smiths, Andy Rourke,
okay,
and the frontman of The Cranberries, frontwoman rather, Dolores O'Riordan.
I'm going to say, what are you about to tell us something we didn't know? There's a scoop.
Have teamed up with DJ Ole Koretsky to form
the
band Dark.
Stop saying words! You were fine at Rourke and Riordan, but now you've come in with these weird onomatopoeic DJ names.
That's his name, Ole Koretsky. That's his name. And they formed a band called Dark, and they've released a single,
yes,
called Curvy, which is part of the first debut album of this project, Science Agrees, which is out on May the 27th via Cooking Vinyl. And I believe we've got a clip.
Let's have a listen.
To incredible wealth, to the absence of shame. You wanna come, you wanna go. You want it all, you want it now. I've seen your face before, it must have been a dream.
Well, you know what? That's not bad at all.
You liked it?
I like that.
I thought it's okay. It's very nicely produced, I have to say.
Yeah.
Reminded me of a little bit of Prime Scream. Kind of what we heard last week, I have to say. A little bit of Stone Roses, but only a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, got the kind of driving drums, choppy guitars. I'm excited for the new album. I think it might be quite an interesting listen.
All right, okay.
So, if you loved Kid Cudi, which I know you did, you're going to love Zayn Malik's new album.
Hannibal Hayes. was with Kid Cudi. In Alias Smith and Jones.
Great stuff. So, Zayn Malik, former member of One Direction, has released a solo album, which I know everyone in the studio is very excited about.
Mm.
Oddly enough, he left the band on the 25th of March, 2015.
Right.
He released his solo album on the 25th of March, 2016.
Mm.
So whether that means anything, I don't know. Because when he left the band, he was like, oh, I want an ordinary life of a 23-year-old, you know, just left uni, no money, in debt. But obviously, he's now just released a new album.
That sounded a little close to home for you there, didn't it?
So he's released his new album, and I had a listen to it. We've got a clip of the lead single, which went straight to number one a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll see why.
All right. So we'll piss off the neighbours in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah, reckless behaviour, a place that is so pure, so dirty, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
No. Well,
no.
It's a grower, that one, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when I first said it, but
it's
I like
a grower.
Do you like it? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What, like warts are?
Yeah. In the exact same way, John. It took about 2 months
that was
to grow.
What that was.
And now I'm living with it.
That was. Well, it's your own fault for, you know, going with all that music without protection. Isn't it?
So,
musical warts, Aidan.
The album, Mind of Mine, it's pretty much that for sort of 45 minutes. It's quite down-tempo. The thing with One Direction is, whatever you thought about them, the tunes were well-performed, well-produced, you could dance to them at a party, and that was fine. They served a purpose. But with this, I'm not really sure what the purpose is. Every song pretty much sounds the same. It's kind of produced all right. There's a good track, which is called She, which is perhaps the highlight of the album, because it's a bit more up-tempo. It's got some very nice warm synths, a nice rubbery bass.
Did you bring a clip of it?
No, I didn't.
Thank Christ.
Okay. But you'll love the spelling on the album. I think there's a track called B4, which is spelt B-E and then F-O-U-R. And that kind of thing, it's just it's carried out throughout the track list. There's a song called Lucozade on it, which is just absolutely... I know, you kind of look at the track list and you think, right, okay, I know what this album's going to be
about. I bet there's a DJ called DJ Lucozade. I bet there is.
The closest he comes...
Oh, God, he's still here. What?
So the closest he comes to something listable is She, but the rest of the album, honestly. I mean, Pillow Talk, as we heard, it's kind of an OK-produced song. Again, well-performed, went straight to number one. Thankfully, it only stayed there for a week. But the rest of the album, you can pretty much bin.
There you go. You heard it from Aidan, our work experience music reviewer, from Dead Bee Gees to B4.
There we go.
See how wonderful I professionally stuff. Bring that round.
Yeah, really good work, John. Yeah,
thanks very much.
For the rest of the show.
That's unlikely. 2:31, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the headlines next.
Talk Radio.
The hijack of an Egypt Air plane at Larnaca Airport in Cyprus has ended. The country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs tweeted it's over and said the hijacker has been arrested. Cyprus state broadcaster claims he surrendered to authorities and emerged from the aircraft with his hands in the air. Reporter Shireen Tadros is in Cairo.
I expect that we will be hearing from officials both in Cyprus and in Egypt here what exactly the motives were. And of course, the big question, whether or not he actually did have an explosive belt, whether he did manage to get some sort of explosive device through airport security in Alexandria.
1 week after Brussels was targeted by Islamist extremists, staff at the city's airport have returned to the site where 15 people died. The employees are taking part in a series of test runs to see if the airport can resume some flights. The chief executive there has warned it could take months to be fully operational again. A total of 35 people died in the attacks at the airport and a metro station. Medical leaders from around the UK have implored junior doctors in England and the Department of Health to step back from the brink and return to negotiations. The Academy of Medical Royal Colleges said the bitter dispute was extremely damaging. Strike actions being planned for April, which will see junior doctors walk out on a full strike for the first time in the history of the NHS. A crucial board meeting which could decide the fate of thousands of Welsh steel workers is taking place. Officials from the community union say they've had constructive talks with senior figures from the Indian firm Tata in Mumbai, where the company's board is meeting. And the FBI successfully accessed data on an iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino attackers. The US Justice Department has now dropped its legal case against the tech firm, which had refused to help. The weather, a mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK, the rain turning heavy and wintry in places, with a chance of hail and thunder and a high of 11 degrees.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalized afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:34, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Just time for a few more of your reactions this afternoon. We've got a lot of reactions coming in. Thank you, keep your reactions coming in. It's a Talk Radio show. We thrive on reactions. Just says here... crisps. What have you got?
Pale Stale and Mail has texted saying, well, if this doesn't prove the country's gone to the dogs, I don't know what has. And the dogs have replied, what makes you think we want your stupid country?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep those reactions coming in, please, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
Is Barry Gibb the one that looks like a lion has just come in? I don't know. We'll try and find out. So good afternoon, hello, you're listening to Talk Radio. Obviously, it probably says it on the front of your digital radio, that's your clue. I'm John Holmes and I am joined, and I'll explain why in a minute, but I'm very pleased to be joined by, I'm going to say kind of a legend, Richard Branson. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Now, I think you're the first sir that I have interviewed. Do I Sir Richard or do I just Richard? What's the rules on that?
Well, everybody else just Richards, but if you want to do Sir Richard, you're very welcome.
I might just do it. Yeah. Sir Richard.
The only time anybody ever uses Sir Richard is when I'm walking down a street in New York and I sometimes hear somebody saying, Sir Richard, and I think, there's a Shakespearean play taking
place. Anyway, Sir Richard the It's what we're going to talk about, of course, is the launch of Virgin. Now, this is it's a sister station to Talk. We should explain that, obviously, for those that don't know. But, of course, the Virgin brand, encompasses so many different things. But Virgin Radio is a huge name and remains a huge name, and it's back. So tell us why and how.
Yeah, I mean, Virgin Radio, I think, was an iconic radio station 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It had a tremendous run. I think it brought great music to millions of people in Britain, and it gave people a real choice. Sadly, the company ended up getting sold, and they changed the brand, and I think... they regretted it ever since. So we thought, screw that. Well, let's come back and do it again.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was on Virgin Radio. The original Virgin Radio. I used to do over weekend overnights. No, 10 till 1 in the weekends.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like I know you already.
With Jonathan Ross, or
It was after Jonathan Ross, okay. And it was just after Chris Evans had stopped as well. So yeah. So I kind of feel an affinity with you.
Welcome back.
Thanks for paying my wages. Can I ask you a little bit about music? Because obviously that's what we're talking about now. Because you obviously famously started in music and records and stuff, and the Mike Oldfield stuff and everything else. What do you listen to now? What's your kind of musical taste?
I still end up listening to a lot of the old bands. I might even put on the occasional Culture Club album or Rolling Stones album. I live in the Caribbean most of the time, and reggae is still the main music of choice there. And
were you a reggae fan previous to living in the Caribbean, or is it something that grew on you?
No, I was. We signed Peter Tosh, for instance,
yes.
Who was Bob Marley's wonderful guitarist and wrote the iconic song Legalize It, which Virgin Records was proud to release. And there are a lot of other, the Gladiators, the Mighty Diamonds, Uroy, Iroy, lots of great bands from Jamaica.
Sure. Also wanted to ask you, and this is, I think, a question that a lot of people want to know the answer to, because you're such an inspiration and have been an inspiration to people over the years with the success you've had. What inspired you in the first place?
I was inspired to quit school at 15 because there was a unjust war going on, the Vietnamese War,
yeah.
And young people wanted to campaign on issues like that, try to stop these injustices, whatever the word is. And so started a magazine, and that became my education. I was running the magazine for about 4 or 5 years, trying to learn the art to survive, and got quite a big circulation, about 100,000 copies an issue, and then one thing led on to another.
Yeah. Do you look back now and think, okay, I've achieved everything I set out to achieve, or did it just sort of evolve naturally as it went along, or did you have those specific goals that you wanted to hit?
No, it evolved naturally. I mean, I would start businesses literally out of personal frustration. So, I was one day trying to get from Puerto Rico to the Virgin Islands and got bumped, and I was 28 years old, and I had a beautiful lady waiting for me, and I was determined to get there. So I went to the back of the airport.
It always comes back to that, Richard, doesn't it?
Rented a plane, borrowed a Blackboard, wrote as a joke Virgin Airlines one way, $30-$35 to the BVI, and I sold out my first plane. All the people, other people got bumped, signed up to our airline, and then decided, screw it, let's ring up Boeing and see if we can get a second hand 747. And then Virgin Atlantic was born. I think the best business ideas often come out from personal frustrations like that, where you think they're not doing it very well.
Yeah.
I can do it better, and we've I've had quite a lot of frustrations in my life because we started quite a lot of different businesses, but like with Virgin Radio, you know, we feel quite strongly that, you know, like Radio 1's gone very young.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Radio 2's gone very old.
Also rubbish.
And there's a big gap in the middle.
Yeah.
And I think as long as we, you know, get out there and, you know, put really great music on the air and have great DJs and, you know, we have a really good chance of making it succeed.
Richard, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very
much. I'll take up no more of your time. So Richard Branson on Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Then Richard Branson there with us on he's just going out now in his private he's actually got a train that he arrives on wherever he goes in the country.
Yeah,
it's amazing
very
thing about
clever.
Richard Branson. I don't know whether you're aware of it. If he actually arrived, there aren't any tracks that run here to where Talk Radio is at all, but
no.
Richard Branson arrived on a train, his minions before him laying tracks just across the road,
like in a cartoon, isn't it?
They're yeah, just
at the front of the train,
at the front of the train as it's going. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As it's going along, and he arrives wherever he goes, and then he's just gone in there, back out again like that. And that's, he won't go anywhere other than by a train or spaceship. That's Richard Branson.
Branson?
Sir Richard Branson, everybody.
A bit sweary, wasn't he?
He did say a swear, didn't he?
Didn't he?
Honestly, we are told, right, as we, because, yeah, you know, he's now part of this radio group that we work for.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, potty mouth.
Potty Brance.
Anyway.
Hey.
Some more texts coming in, by the way. I don't know whether these are people reacting. These are just reactions.
Oh, yeah.
Reactions. You got reactions?
Yeah.
This is from Jim O'Sullivan. Just writes in capital letters. Hashtag reaction. Get off my land. He writes. Don't like it, writes Roy.
Mm.
So, have you got any reactions that are coming in? Cornelius?
Yes, Stick Up His Own Arse has sent a postcard to say, well, it's the teenage mother's giving birth to obese children.
Mm. Well, yeah, again, and I've got one that just says waste of tax money. And this from Daniel, please could you play Hosier, Take Me to Church for My Girlfriend? I think he sent that to the wrong station. He thought we were basically on Virgin Radio. Right then, 2:43 Talk Radio. Still to come on the programme, some things. But ahead of that, I don't know whether you saw with your eyes the documentary about Her Majesty the Queen that was on over the Easter weekend. The Queen, of course, reaches the age of 90. There was a documentary called Our Queen at 90. It got fewer viewers than The Night Manager on BBC One. But what it did provide us with was a list of facts about the royals. You may have seen some of these in the papers yesterday. For instance, there is a tattoo on Prince George's back. Now, you have to be 18 to get a tattoo in this country, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, but because Prince George is a royal, the laws do not apply to him. And so he's allowed to have a tattoo on his back at a very young age. And it just says, it's good to have the Queen as your great grandmother. He just says that on his back. I don't know whether you saw it. It's been in the papers.
I
mean,
you've
probably seen it. But these are facts. The facts that we've learned about the royals. And we thought we'd help out, really, by bringing you facts about the Queen this afternoon. If you've got a fact about the Queen you want to share, you can do, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Mom. Or you can use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Mom. Here's some Queen facts, then. Let's get through some if we can. Please do send yours in. We are very open and amenable to them. This is a Queen fact that you learned at the weekend. The Queen urinates Earl Grey tea. And what's more, it's fit for consumption.
Really?
That's the Queen. There, what have you got there, Cornelius?
Well, I never knew that the Queen owns all swan boats, and she can order anyone off a pedalo at any time.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I've seen footage of her doing it. There's documentary footage of the Queen throwing her weight around, ordering just people enjoying a bank holiday.
Mm.
She did it this bank holiday. There were people enjoying pedalos in parks in London. The Queen throws them off the pedalos if she doesn't like them. The Queen can decide to bestow upon anyone in the world a criminal record. It's just a whim.
Really?
She can walk up to whoever she wants, just like a knighthood.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite of that.
she can give anyone a criminal record.
This is why we do this segment, isn't it, really? It's just educational. Yeah. It's good to... Just things you...
And that's actually a new thing as well. It's only just coming with the night. It's a shame that wasn't around when, you know, Jimmy Savile. So, Dave, what have you got?
I mean, this is probably one that you already knew, because she's not just the Queen of England, of course.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, she's also the Queen of Australia.
Yes.
India. Indian food. MySpace.
Yes.
Queen of MySpace.
Yes.
The Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
And Rylan from The X Factor.
Yes, who is now part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
The Queen's hair is woven with pure silver. actually, within it, the strands of her hair are actually woven with silver.
Who weaves it?
Her team of Queen Weavers.
Queen Weavers.
Of course, the Queen Weavers.
Queen the Weaver.
The Royal Queen Weavers.
Yeah. We're going to go through some more Queen facts. If you'd like to share any with us, you can do it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word talk.
2:46, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We're back after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right, got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M3, heading to London, still got a breakdown there, closing a lane off between 3 at Bagshot and 2, the M25. It's a caravan that's broken down, causing the delays. Also, roadworks adding to the problems. South M6 through Cheshire, an accident there closes a lane between 20 at the Lym Interchange and 19 at Knutsford. Very slow there. There's an oil spillage and a shed load of plant machinery on the track. As I say, there's roadworks as well adding to the issues, so very slow along there this afternoon. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Listen to my voice. Let the velvety tones wash over you. You're feeling very sleepy.
Good. Now, when you wake up, you will not forget, under any circumstances, to listen to Talk Radio this Sunday morning from 11, when Eamon Holmes is joined by hero of hypnosis, Paul McKenna. So if you're looking to become slimmer, smarter, or sleepier, happier, healthier, or wealthier, then it's radio not to be missed. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Paul McKenna this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You know earlier how we were talking about the radio DJ in America who's suing William Shatner for $170 million because he claims that William Shatner is his dad?
Yes.
I could do that. Eamon Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
So just there was Eamon Holmes just there. He's on Talk Radio at the weekends.
Yeah.
Right? He's already got the same name.
Right? Do you think he's got the show just so he can spend more time near his son?
Well, I could argue this in court. Mm. Now, how rich do you reckon Eamon Holmes is? I reckon he's got to be fairly.
I genuinely don't know.
Well, he's got to be fairly well paid, isn't he?
Yeah. Sky News. Is he still on Sky News?
Don't know.
He's on This Morning still.
There you go.
Is he?
Yeah.
For a pay, and he looks like a man who has got a lot of money to spend on food, doesn't he? So I'm thinking maybe we were talking about this earlier. And who are, do I look? I don't look like Eamon Holmes. Let me make that very clear.
No, but you are shorter than him, so that's a start.
Mm.
Like children are wanted to be.
Yes, but I'm an adult. I'm not like a child. I'm not just a child. I haven't stopped.
John, you can't say that. Say you're a child. Stand a better chance in court.
Eamon.
No, you wouldn't call him Eamon, would you?
I'm finished yet. Daddy. I could convince him.
How old are you, by the way?
Hmm?
How old are you?
40. Something.
So, I mean, Eamon would have been 16 when he had you.
Possible.
So that's doable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more realistic than Gong Hanlon.
You're going to have to explain what that is now.
Yes, earlier we were doing one of those celebrity websites to see who John looked like, and he looks like a series of Chinese entertainers, one of whom is the actor and sketch comedian Gong Hanlon.
You actually explained that very adequately, well done.
Thank you very much.
Facts about the Queen, that's what we were doing. Facts about the Queen. They're all coming in at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why do we have to start the message with the word talk, by the way? Does anyone actually know
this? I just don't think it comes to us if they don't.
Why not? That's not how texting works. People text me, they don't put the word John in front of it.
No, but you don't share a short code.
I might share it with Eamon Holmes. In terms of genetics.
Doesn't mean anything at all.
It does, it's a DNA code, isn't it?
Okay, sure. Yeah, basically I think you can also text other people on that number if you start your message with other words. Maybe that's a good experiment for us to do.
Or just what, random words, just to see where it goes.
Start your message with the word gong, so you get the Gong Hanlon.
Well, the chances of that are very remote.
But not impossible, John.
Or you could get in touch via Twitter at Talk Radio.
I'd really like
start
to get
your message with any word you want.
Whatever you want.
We'd like to get Gong Hanlon on the show at some point.
A text just came in, by the way, that says the second most annoying thing about the John Holmes show.
It said Job Holmes, actually.
I'll say that, yeah. Is trying to work out what the backing music is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's the second most
annoying thing.
Doesn't say. I think it's John Holmes.
Job Holmes.
Who's that from, that text?
Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Which is what Eamon Holmes is, which is why I'm going after him. Fact about the Queen. It was the Queen's 90th birthday, of course, or about to be. And there was a documentary about her on the television that was on Sunday. Beat by the Night Manager, of course. I might spoil the ending of that, because I know that...
No, don't do that. That's mean.
You haven't seen
That's
it, have you,
mean.
Dave?
I haven't seen it yet. That'd be unwittingly cruel. And there are many, many listeners that have been texting the same thing as well. So if you don't want to ruin... your show's audience.
Is it just daytime? Is that the ending? The night shift ends.
Sorry, no. I was talking about the ending of the Queen documentary.
Oh, fine. You can spoil that. Yeah, yeah.
She's still alive.
What?
Whenever the Queen flies to different countries, she will always fly with Monarch Airlines. Stands to reason.
Yeah.
This has come in from Mr. Biscuits. Mr. Biscuits writes, Queen facts. Hashtag. You can find out if you like the Queen by holding Her Majesty under your chin. any more Queen facts?
Yeah, Caroline's tweeted this one to us. Yep. The Queen's waving hand is apparently insured for £80,000.
That was on the documentary.
Really? Was it?
Yes,
yeah,
I saw
but
that,
her
yeah.
other hand, on the other hand, is not. And therefore requires less security.
No, fewer. She doesn't she doesn't use that hand as much.
No.
She doesn't need it.
No.
She has got a warm wearing hand. Before becoming Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen made a living as a Queen Elizabeth I lookalike. just for some pin money.
Yeah.
It is not possible for the British head of state, Her Majesty the Queen, to be diabetic. It's just not possible.
Medically possible.
These are facts. The Queen has been to the most openings in the world. At the age of 14, she went to a finishing school which specialised in ribbon cutting.
Oh.
These are Queen facts.
Hashtag Queen facts.
Cornelius.
Yeah, Stephen Sullivan has tweeted saying, the Queen was the original singer of Queen, but left to invent thrash metal.
87222, if you'd like to pointlessly start your message with the word talk.
It's not pointless.
It's very pointful, if anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It literally has a point.
87222, if you'd like to start your message with the word talk, because it's important. or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Oh, I was going to tell you something about earlier.
Okay.
So my child,
yeah,
right, who are about three.
Yeah.
Right. Has decided now. In that classic sort of daddy, what do you? Where are you going? I'm going to work. What do you do? That's hard to explain.
Very hard to explain.
I work with a couple of idiots.
Mm.
One of them's Ginger. That's you, Dave.
Hello.
And one of them's got eyes that look in different directions. As if. And I tried to explain to her. I said, he's got eyes. Cornelius has got eyes that look in different directions. It's as if you've taken one of the eyes that looks in different directions of Gary Barlow and an eye that looks in a different direction from the face of Russell Howard. And you've taken the skull of a... what are you?
Cornelius.
Or you've taken the skull of Cornelius and you've taken his eyes out but replaced them with the boss eye of Barlow and the boss eye of Howard. So they're mismatched but look in completely different directions.
That's not true. My eyes are fine.
They're not. And I said, and I work with him as well.
Okay.
And she said, what do you do with them? And I said, well, we do this radio programme. And she went, great, I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
So this is what this is. So I've recorded it.
Okay.
Okay. So my child has a joke for the show.
Right.
Right. She's three.
Yeah.
And she's just started coming up with jokes.
Is it a good joke?
She's just started coming up with jokes.
Okay. Yeah.
And here is a joke she shared with me earlier this morning.
Okay.
Knock knock. Who's there? Lion. Lion who? Lion knock knock joke.
She thought it was hilarious.
Lion knock knock joke.
Yes, that's one of the jokes. Do you want to hear another joke?
She's got another one.
Yeah.
Oh, how does she churn them out at such high quality?
I don't know. She follows in her dad's footsteps.
Go on, let's hear the other one.
Knock knock. Who's there? Mr. Fessa who? Mr. Fessa cheese jumper.
Obviously, Mr. Feather cheese jumper.
Mr. Feather cheese jumper.
Obviously. Anyway, so she's helping this. She's now a writer on the show, so that's encouraging. What I thought we'd do, though, because I don't think she's the only one capable of this. So here's a new thing I'm going to do.
Okay,
right, I think if you have child, okay, get them to make jokes up and send them to us. Right, record it on your phone, whatever. What's the best way for them to send them in, Dave?
Email,
which is it's nothing to do with witches.
What?
Nothing.
No, you can just email Cornelius, probably.
On his personal email?
Yeah, I can say.
Cornelius.mendez.
At talkradio.co.uk.
Okay.
Cheers, guys.
There you go. So, and Con will collect. But if you want to record a child telling a joke, we will use it on the show, because frankly, we need all the material and help we can get. So your children's jokes like that, please, to Cornelius.mendez at talkradio.co.uk. The big debate coming after three. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast. And your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Right, 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio, as that much is obvious. It's the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news.
Thank you, John. Coming up, a man's arrested over the Cyprus plane hijacking, arrests over Pakistan bombings, and a British boxing champion says the sport is safe.
Talk Radio.
The Cyprus Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the hostage situation at Larnaca Airport is over and one man has been arrested. The plane was flying to Cairo when the pilot was forced to divert to Cyprus by a man who claimed to be wearing a suicide vest. Authorities aren't clear what the hijacker's motive was, but have named him as Saif Eldin Mustafa, born in 1957.
He runs a foodstuffs company here in Egypt. He's an Egyptian national. No doubt authorities in Cyprus are questioning him, and also no doubt that the Egyptian authorities here will be very keen to do the same thing.
That's reporter Shereen Tudros in Cairo. More than 5,000 people have been searched and interrogated following Easter Sunday's suicide bombing in Pakistan. 73 people were killed and hundreds injured in the explosion in the eastern city of Lahore. Many of the victims were children. More than 200 people remain in custody. A man's been arrested after trains between Essex and London were delayed by a car which was found abandoned on a railway line. Emergency services were called to the incident near Pitsea early this morning. British Transport Police say a man has been arrested on suspicion of assault and firearms offences. A woman has admitted kidnapping a baby in Shropshire. 41-year-old Kelly Marm was accused of taking the boy from his family home in Telford on the 24th of February. A national manhunt took place after the baby, who can't be named for legal reasons, went missing. He was found a few hours later. A Metropolitan Police Special Constable has appeared in court, charged with making indecent images of children. 27-year-old Linford Braithwaite, who's based in Barking and Dagenham, was charged with 6 counts of making indecent Category C images, totalling 105 images in all. The owner of rugby league club Salford wants life bans for those involved in crowd violence following yesterday's Super League win at Huddersfield. The players were so concerned for their families, they went into the stand to check on them. Dr. Marwan Kuka spoke to Talk Sport this morning.
And I've never experienced or heard of anything like this. Those minority who caused the trouble, and I called thugs, will make sure they will never attend another rugby league game again.
And it's tough in space. Britain's first official astronaut, Tim Peake, is now halfway through his 6-month mission on the International Space Station. In his first live broadcast interview, he's described how he's working 12 to 14-hour days.
We've just passed our 100 days in space mark, and there have certainly been some mentally and physically challenging events during that time. The spacewalk certainly was one of those.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mixture of sunshine and showers across the UK for the rest of the afternoon. The rain could turn heavy and wintry in places, with a chance of hail and thunder. The high, 11 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. After beating world champions Germany on their own turf at the weekend, England welcome Holland to Wembley tonight in their latest friendly. James Milner will captain the side. His Liverpool teammate Daniel Sturridge will start up front. TalkSport pundit Stuart Pearce says this England side looked dangerous in front of goal.
If they can get some form and all fully fit, if you're talking Rooney, Kane, Vardy or Sturridge, and probably there might be all three on the bench even, if he wants to just play one up front, and Welbeck thrown into that mix as well. It's quite exciting.
Elsewhere tonight, Scotland face Denmark in a friendly at Hampden Park. Republic of Ireland entertain Slovakia in Dublin. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he has no plans to step down. Wenger's contracted until the end of next season and says he has no doubt he'll remain in charge, as he's 100% committed to his job. Finally, onto cricket, and England limited overs captain Owen Morgan says he's not looking too far ahead at a potential World 2020 final. His side face New Zealand in their last 4 tie in Delhi tomorrow. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
3:04. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Just time for some more of your reactions that are coming in. I've got this. It just says, who's this from? It's from Liam. He just says, I've been saying this for years. What have you got, Cornelius?
Reactions. He's been tweeting that every day for
reactions
years.
Coming in. Reactions.
Advertising company have got in touch to tell us where the trade go. And Richard in Blackwood has says that he once had a colonic irrigation. It was fine.
And I've got one here as well. It just says austerity. Simon says horrific, and Sarah's just gone, well, it's neglect. So if you've got a reaction, then do react it in this direction. You can react on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter it.
Start your message.
I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
That's right. And because Talk Radio is always about reaction and counter-reaction, it's time for this afternoon's big debate. Now, the one story that everyone's talking about this afternoon, of course, nationwide, which is right and proper that we address it, is, of course, the council chiefs who have breached their own planning laws by putting oversized beach huts in Weston-super-Mare. It's Sky News are leading on it, we're leading on it, all of the main outlets, the media outlets, are leading on to that this afternoon. This is, of course, after the huts were installed on the promenade at Royal Sands. This is trending on Twitter as well, of course. It's huge news this afternoon, and well, it's already dividing the country. Reactions are coming in about it, as you'd expect, but because we are Talk Radio and the rules are that you have to have someone who likes a thing arguing with someone who hates a thing, that's what we're going to do now, because that's what you have to do. I read it in the rule book. On line one is Ian. Ian is in Bristol. Absolutely hates sand. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Ian. Thanks for calling in to Talk Radio this afternoon. I understand that you hate sand.
Well, I just called in, really, to put an end to this ridiculous loving that we have in this country about sand. I think it is ridiculous. Yeah. When you think of the things that make this country great, like our agricultural workers, also like our woodland, that we have this ridiculous focus on sand and the beaches. If you think of all of that, we are the worst in the world at sand.
Yep.
We're terrible at it. And our beaches are an embarrassment. Me, as an Englishman, I'm embarrassed about it, and I think we should get rid of all of it.
Right, he thinks, just wait there for me, Ian. I've got Josh on line too, who loves sand. Josh, what is it? Do you love sand? Do you love sand?
Hi, John. No, this makes me absolutely sick. I feel sick listening to Ian saying that. I feel sick hearing about these beach huts covering up the sand. Yeah. Do you know what? Some of us like sand, and some of us can see that sand has usage. Listen to Ian harp on about the really beaches. I'm furious about that, because you know what? Our beaches are already fantastic, people love going to them, and sand has usage is miles beyond beaches, and if we start covering up our sand, we'll go the way of the Roman Empire. What did they do? They built roads. They covered up all their sand.
They did do that, but remember, it's a foolish man that built his house upon the sand.
That's from the Bible, that is.
What do you say to that? Hang on, Ian, let just Josh have his say. Josh, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. That means sand is dangerous.
Sand's not dangerous unless you're a fool. And I'll tell you what, sand's safe. Sand's safe, John. I'll tell you why. Sandbags. Yeah, when you're in your house and the water's coming up and you're going to get flooded, what do you want to put in front of yourself? Sandbags. What does Ian want to do? Get rid of all the sand. What's he going to do when there's a flood, hey? What's he going to do when there's a flood? Threatening his family.
Ian, you are from Bristol. That's underwater most of the time. What do you say to that? He's got a point. What are you going to put in bags?
Well, I mean, Josh, I mean, I think what Josh is thinking about here is sand in somewhere like the Maldives. I don't think he's actually looked at the sand in this country. Fat, grainy, dirty sand that you have in this country. And I think the huts in Weston-super-Mare, which is an area where I'm from, I'd like to ask Josh if he's actually ever been to Weston-super-Mare. He'd know that the sand over there is probably going to do a lot of good.
Josh,
Our British sand is marvellous. Why will this man continue to slag off British sand? I'm not sure he's even seen it all.
Okay, just don't tell you, it's difficult if you talk over each other. Josh, the big question that I think, and I know you're trying to skirt around the answer, but have you ever been to Weston-super-Mare, yes or no?
I mean, Weston-super-Mare is a concept, is an idea.
No, answer the question. Answer the question, Josh. It's a simple enough question. Have you ever been to Weston-super-Mare?
I'm not going to comment on whether I've per se been to Weston-super-Mare. That's completely beside the point.
Well, it's not the point. It's not beside the point, is it? I mean, it is the point. Have you or have you not been to Weston-super-Mare?
Photos of Weston-super-Mare. Many, many photos of Weston-super-Mare and its lovely, delicious sand.
It's delicious sand, Ian.
Well, Josh, I think you've just completely proved that you've got no statistics or actual facts to back up your words. I mean, I feel sorry for Josh, really. I think he's one of the young minds that have been misleaded by our government on our thoughts on beaches, on our thoughts on sand. When are we going to take the decision makers in this country? When are we going to hold them accountable for misleading these young minds on sand? And I'm looking at you, Mr. Cameron. I'm looking at the Educational Secretary, Nicky Morgan, and I'm looking at the Environmental Secretary, Elizabeth Truss, and I'm asking them, I'm imploring them to stop misleading these young minds by placing this importance on sand in our country.
What do you say to that, Josh?
Well, let me be very clear about one thing, Ian. Let me be very clear about one thing. Sand is not something to be got rid of, and if we want our leaders to be properly accountable for looking after our country, we need to keep it. Do you know why? Because sand has long been used as a thermal weapon. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but actually, do you know what? If you're being invaded by a medieval army, you can heat sand up and you can pour it on them, can't you? You can pour it on the baddies.
We don't need all of the sand, Josh. We don't need all of it.
Well, we need a heck of a lot of it. There's a heck of a lot of baddies in the world. You look at all the...
How many thermal weapons do you want to make, mate? How many thermal weapons? We don't need that many thermal weapons. We probably keep enough, probably about half of Western Supermersand. Get rid of the lot of it.
Mate, you say that, but you know what? Any day now, we could run out of gunpowder. We could run out of anything, couldn't we? We could run out of shells. Suddenly we need sand. Suddenly there's a sand shortage. Suddenly the world's going, where's all the sand?
I think there's a big question as well that hasn't really been addressed by either of you is the potential collapse of the bucket and spade industry. Now, that's a lot of people in tatty shops on seafronts, isn't it? And if you get rid of all the sand, Ian, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, if you get rid of all the sand, what about all those people in the bucket and spade industry that are going to be out of work?
Well, that's something which winds me up anyway, John. I'm glad you brought this up, because I actually met someone the other day. Guess what their job was?
What was
right?
it? Yep.
Sand sculptor.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
For their job, they're building sandcastles. What are they actually contributing to this country's economy by being a professional sandcastle builder or sculptor? So I'm thinking that these sand-related industries, I mean, if they go, then that's just another victim of the credit crunch. If Woolworths had to go, then why should we be sad about the sand sculptures and the bucket and spade makers of this world as well?
Roy's on Twitter. He's just said, what about egg timers?
Right, OK, my nephew, right, he's got a watch which he can order a taxi off of, OK? What's he going to need an egg timer for?
He's got a point, hasn't he, Josh? In this day and age, why do we need egg timers?
Well, you know, I've got a tear in my eye when I think about these guys who've served all their lives trying to serve the bucket and spade industry, and then there's people like Ian who just want to come in there and take away their jobs, and I don't think that's okay, John. I don't think it's okay to collapse the bucket and spade industry. Do you know what else sand is used for? It's used for glass, isn't it? It's used for windows.
Yeah.
Think of all the bloody, you know, snow globes. People who make snow globes. People who make telescopes. What are they going to do? What's Ian got planned for them?
Yes, eh? Ian, he's got a very valid point, hasn't he? He won't admit whether or not he's been to Western Supermare, but he's got a very valid point about this.
I mean, he's got a point about the snow globes, because I like the snow globe, me. But I think, for the rest of it, Josh, I think you need to get into the 21st century. It's 2016 now, mate. All right? We don't need our thermal weapons. We don't need what were the other things you were chatting about? The buckets and spades. And I think we need to just think about more of the future rather than living in the past, and that is where sand is keeping us. It's keeping us rooted in the past.
If you want to go into the 21st century, mate, I'll tell you something. Microchips. Microchips, they got silicon dioxide in, haven't they? Silicon dioxide, that's sand. Sand makes silicon that makes microchips.
Nonsense, that is. You've just made that up.
No, sand is used in microchips. I've looked this up, it's on a very reliable source. And without sand, there's no silicon chips, there's no Angry Birds, there's no Candy Crush 3, there's no Pac-Man. Is that a world you want to live in?
Someone on text has come in. This is causing a lot of debate on both sides, actually, for and against sand this afternoon. Dean's been on. He says, what about sandwiches? Which, of course, are hags made of sand that can transform into small castles, trapping the unwary. What do you make of that, Ian?
Well, I think again, it's something else which we need to think about. It's something we need to put to our decision makers and our leaders about how extensive we go with the whole sort of disposal of the sand. I mean, I'm all for the disposal of all of the sand, and if that does mean things like the sandwiches, the snow globes of this world have to go, then I'm afraid then that's going to have to be it.
Right, Josh, can you sum this up, please? Sum up this debate in one word, Josh, one word.
One word. Toxic.
Ian, yep. Sum this debate up in one word for me.
Toxic, mate. Toxic.
That's two toxics.
Snow globes.
Toxic.
It's Toxvig and Snow Globes. Ian and Josh, thank you very much for that this afternoon. The big debate then, for and against sand. It's what we're talking about on Talk Radio this afternoon. We'll get some of your reactions off the back of that next. It's 3:15. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
da, with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
And we're just about to kick off.
And he scored!
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable!
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a breakdown on the M1 northbound through South Yorkshire at the M18. It's broken down, so very heavy traffic around there, affecting traffic from the M18 entry slip road south as well. M3 London bound through Surrey, a queue there through the roadworks, also a breakdown between 3 at Bagshot and Junction 2 at the M25. And South M6, still the problems there through the roadworks and the earlier accident between 20 at the Lim Interchange and 19 at Knutsford. So really slow there, congestion on the M6 towards Junction 23 at Haydock. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
18 minutes past three. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, the big debate this afternoon. Ian was in Bristol, hates sand, wants to see the back of it. Josh is in Southampton, perfectly happy with sand, but would not admit whether or not he'd ever been to Weston-super-Mare. It's opened up a can of worms, of course, as you'd expect. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots of reaction coming in on both sides. Fuddy Duddy Lefty has tweeted, life's a beach. Yes. And at racist cabbie driver has said, replace the sand with rocks, keep the economic ubergrunts out.
Yes, right. Keep your reactions coming in. 87222, start your message with the word...
Talk.
I'd use Twitter at Talk Radio. Start your message with
anything you like.
That's how to get in touch this afternoon. If you would like to be on the radio, by the way, within the next half an hour, then you can win some meat. We've got some meat to give away. You can choose from beef, chicken, or lamb. We'll be doing it in a game of band or roller coaster. Alton Towers opened their new roller coaster yesterday. Let's hope they check that one. And we are playing band, name of band, or name of roller coaster. If you would like to get in touch to play that for winning meat, then text the word band.
Talk, don't forget.
Oh, God.
Start your message of the book, talk band.
Right, this is now complex.
Yeah.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then a space.
Then a space.
Then the word band.
Then the word band.
Then a space.
Then a space.
Then your name.
Then your name.
Then a space.
Then a space.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the rest of the text if you want to just send any information. That's fine. Or like,
fine. So the word talk, the word band, then your name to 87222.
Yeah.
And.
Sorry, I messaged the word talk.
We've just said that.
And then band.
And then space.
Then your name.
Okay. The word talk, followed by. Stop. Followed by the word band.
Yep.
Followed by your name.
Yep.
And that'll do. And we, well, how do we do this? Picked at random?
Yeah.
It's picked at random.
Off the text.
You could well be winning some meat here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Band or roller coaster coming very shortly while you're figuring out how to mash that into your keypad. I think it's probably time for a paper review. Hello, hi, it's Talk Radio, it's the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. Hello. And it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Now, of course, regular listener, which is what you are, you'll know that we are, our only reason for being here, our raison d'etre, if you will, is to please Lenny Henry, who is so excited about diversity that wherever he can see it happening, he is thrilled. Excited is the word I use for, as you know, he will tent his premiere in sheets. He's so excited about the notion of diversity. We are the most diverse programme in British broadcasting. I would say nay, in the entire world, because we're the only ones with the Diversity Paper Review, where people from diversity review the papers. Yesterday, Zena, she's our black one, came in. And back with us today, it's the turn of Johnny, who is...
A Jew.
Well done. So, what have you in the papers today for us, Johnny?
So, John, we're starting off with Dermot O'Leary coming back to the X Factor, £1.5 million fee to return for the show for the year.
All right.
Any thoughts?
None. You're doing the pay-per-view, not me.
Well, I mean, I like Dermot. I think Caroline and Ollie last year were awful.
So I'll stop you there. Who? What?
Ollie. You know, Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Is that the old place a lot of the time?
What are you on about?
Ollie Mars.
I don't know what that is. I'm an adult person. What are you doing with your chair? Scraping it. I don't know what that... is he the one with the hat?
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, Dermot's coming back to the X Factor.
Yes.
He had a year off.
I've never seen that.
Have you not?
No. Why would I watch the X Factor?
Because everyone else is watching it.
No, they're not. How many people watch the X Factor?
5.6 million.
Right, how many people in this country?
5.6 million.
No. Think again.
60 million.
Thank you. So it's not really that popular, is it?
Yeah.
Well, overall...
Well, if Dermot's coming back, you never know.
I didn't even know he'd left.
No.
Why did he leave? Had he been sexting another programme or something? Like Vernon Kay? Did he? Is that what he's doing?
No.
So what happened is Dermot O'Leary, right, he's seeing the X Factor.
Right.
But he's sexted something else. Is that right? And he's gone off and with the other programme, but now he's back with the original programme because it's forgiven him. Is that right? Is that what's happened?
I mean, I
get confused about showbiz.
Last week, we spoke about the Queen and what she does with Prince Edward. So,
She doesn't do anything with Prince Edward. Because that would technically be wrong and illegal on many levels.
Whatever the prince is called.
She sired him.
The Duke of Edinburgh. Whatever she did with him. So I'm not even getting involved in that.
You just brought it up.
Well, let's move him aside.
Worst paper review ever.
Yeah, sack me. Anyway, Dermot's coming back. He's come back to at 1.5 million. Anyway, right.
But hang on, the X Factor, is this because the X Factor's sort of dying on his ass, basically? Is this because the ratings are going, you know? I mean, there's even fewer than 5.6. Is that a low? I don't know. Is that a low point for it or a high? Where it was failing, am I right?
Yes.
It is. It's like they should turn it into an academy then. Right? So if it's like a school, a failing school, what happens? Turn it into an academy. So turn it into a fame academy, which, oh no, wait, that already exists. Did that fail? That failed as well. See? Academies don't work, government. See? There's your proof. What's the next story?
Next story is the Daily Express, page 20 today. Couple who live like the Saxons.
The band Saxon?
The boring Saxons, the historian Saxons.
Oh right, I thought you meant the new wave of British heavy metal band, the Saxon, the lead singer Biff Byford.
I mean, I know S Club 7, and that's about it.
Yes, I can tell that by looking at you.
Yeah, I thought so much. Thank you. Retired teachers Steve, 64, Judith, 65, spent two decades painstaking recreating their property. They've made it all Saxon-like. Can you imagine living on a like a woolen bed? Not an actual, not a proper bed, but just a bit of cotton.
Well, hang on, cotton or wool, make your mind up.
Whatever it is. Just stop bullying me. I'm not doing this again.
Let's have a look.
This is a favour to you.
That's what you love it.
Let's two Jonathans together.
Let's have a look.
So right. They look really plain and boring.
Yeah. So they, but hang on, why? I mean, it's a modicum of research.
Do you know?
Just why?
Well, they seem interesting, actually. Though they say that they're using it to help students with behavioural problems.
Right.
I don't really see the correlation between having a behavioural problem and being back as a Saxon person. So I'm not actually quite sure why. They're just doing it.
Right, okay. So, but they are... How far are they going? I mean, are they eschewing all of modern life, Johnny? Is that
yes,
what's happening?
Yes, they are.
So there's no electricity.
No.
There's no modern life. And there's
no,
just,
they can't hear you in the afternoons on the lunchtime show.
There's just... Well, you know, given this is held together by basically wool and cotton and string, they probably could. Have you seen the state of this?
Well, I have seen the state of this, but also, the paleos. Do you know the paleo diet, the caveman diet?
Tell me.
It's where you only eat what caveman ate 5,000 years ago.
Right, so like 5,000 years ago?
Yeah, so it has to be
when
natural.
Cavemen existed.
It has to be all natural.
Right.
And man-made. So they could do that. So there is some...
5,000 years ago. Fine. All right, so well, what do they eat? Berries.
Yeah, an avocado, aubergine.
Avocado. Well, popping down the old prehistoric Waitrose for some quinoa and some kale.
Right, we're moving on.
Okay.
Saved minutes from death and still clinging onto her hair handbag. A pensioner swims after departing liner. So this is in the Mirror today, page 4. There's a cruise ship and for some reason the woman got off the boat in the middle of the sea and she was trying to get her handbag. That was... the issue.
Is that the story? Read it again.
A British pensioner who swam out at sea at night trying to catch her departing cruise ship was kept afloat for hours by her handbag.
So she didn't drop her handbag.
That's nothing like what the big title says. I'm going to show you this, Tom.
So is this a paper? Is this a paper review where you just look at the headline?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So the headline is saved minutes from death and still clinging onto her handbag.
Yes.
Okay, I interpreted like that.
Yeah.
And we read on. A British pensioner,
as is traditional in the paper,
as it is, a British pensioner who swam out to sea at night tried to catch her departing cruise ship was kept afloat for hours by her handbag. That completely changes the story.
Well, yes, but had you read it?
I mean, you know, the ship was leaving the harbour at 8 p.m. on its way to Bristol. She was fully dressed with her shoes and clutching her bag as she was pulled from the water at 12:28 a.m. Yeah, I don't really see the story in this, to be honest.
The story is, because I read it earlier, I think, is that she had a row with her husband, and she thought he was on the ship, so she swam after it. Whereas actually he was on a plane flying home.
I was going to say, would you really want to go and chase your husband on the ship?
Well,
he's probably trying to get away from her.
Yes, good. Yeah. Well, you know, it's been an interesting pay-per-view, certainly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, out of all the ones we have, you're my favourite.
Is that because I bought in a massive chocolate cake yesterday?
No, I didn't have any of that.
Yeah, funny, let's just go on this, right? I bought in a massive chocolate cake with cream eggs and mini eggs. I didn't actually make it. I got someone to make it for us.
Okay.
John looks at it and goes, I was like, John, do you want some cake? He goes, no. Everyone else is like putting their hands in it, grabbing bits and bobs. John's like, no.
Yeah, but be honest with you. Would you touch anything that had been soiled by the hand of Paul Ross? No.
No, because I was the first one to have the cake. And
yeah, but,
I didn't
everyone,
have anything after
but
that.
You said everyone's been putting their hands in this, and in your definition of everyone, that must include Paul Ross, and I know where his hands have been. So I don't, you know, there could be anything in that cake.
Yeah, well.
You know.
We love you, Paul.
Well, I'm not saying I don't love him, that's all. Johnny, thank you for coming in to review the papers, the headlines, some of the words in the papers for us. It's been a pleasure as ever. That is Johnny. When are you back tomorrow? Tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm back on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have got Lucy Men's Cal McGiffin coming into the studio, and we've also got a guy called Sean Atwood. Now, he was in America's Deadliest Prison. It's a great interview.
America's Deadliest Prison. Where's America's Deadliest Prison?
In America.
fine. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And it's the man's an idiot. It's 3:29. Still to come then, a game of band or roller coaster. Is it the name of a band? Is it the name of a roller coaster? You can win some meat. All of that in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Cypriot authorities have confirmed the belt worn by an Egyptian man who hijacked an Egypt Air plane did not contain explosives. The six-hour standoff at Larnaca is over, with all the passengers and crew safe and well. The man reportedly emerged from the aircraft with his hands in the air. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says a picture has been released showing him with what looks like a big belt around his waist.
It's very bulky. To get through your usual security checks, he would have had to have either put that on his body, or you have to put it in your hand luggage, and that has to go through, as we all know, an X-ray machine.
Turkey says extraordinary security measures are in place because of an Islamic State plot to murder Jewish children. It's understood the threat of an imminent attack in Istanbul is credible. Staff at Brussels Airport have returned to the site where 15 people died in a terror attack a week ago. The employees are taking part in a series of test runs to see if the airport can resume some flights. The airport's chief executive has warned it could be months before it's fully operational again. France manager Didier Deschamps says his team have to try to move forward from November's Paris terror attacks. Tonight's friendly with Russia will be the first time they'll have played in the Stade de France since the venue was targeted by suicide bombers while they were playing Germany. Former England footballer Paul Gascoigne says he's back on track after suffering a blip in his struggle with alcoholism. The 48-year-old was said to have had a bad week as pictures emerged of him with cuts to his face, appearing to carry a bottle of alcohol and being accompanied by a police officer. And scientists say sea ice in the Arctic is at its lowest level on record for the season for the second year in a row. The lead scientist for the US National Snow and Ice Data Centre has described the area as being in crisis. The weather forecast: any rain will clear away to the east this evening with clear spells following, meaning it will feel cold, a frost in rural areas and a low of 2 degrees.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I'll be doing time with a man who's done some serious time inside America's most dangerous prison. Forget maximum security. This place is super mega scary. And talking of super mega scary, only the loosest woman of them all with me, Cal McGiffin on Talk Radio. You have been warned.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is 3:32. Sam Delaney with you, of course, from 4 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of your reactions still coming in. It's Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction, then react it in this direction. Cornelius, what's coming in? What's coming in?
Yes.
What's coming in?
It's there.
Lots of reaction on the Twitters. At Keyboard Warrior has said that he won't rest until someone else has done something about it. And Braveheart has tweeted that they can take our lives, but they can't take our freedom.
I've got a word that's just come in, just says stigma.
Ooh, yeah.
And who's this? Paula just writes, walk in hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy is spitting feathers. The news this afternoon, you are hearing it out of Tim's mouth, but it's lengthy, it's difficult to cope with. We can make it easier for you. Yes. And we like to simplify the news on this program through the art of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Vernon K. Love Rat. Sexting page 3 girl again. Survey says.
The news in haikus. It's 3:34, and I promised you the winning of meat, and the winning of meat is what I deliver. We'll be right back. in a game of band or roller coaster. Now, Alton Towers yesterday, we heard about that in the news. Alton Towers opened their brand new roller coaster. It is a virtual reality roller coaster.
It's actually just one of their old roller coasters.
It's one of their old roller coasters where you wear a mask so you can't see that it's one of their old roller coasters.
That's true.
I hope it's not that one. Anyway, it's you wear a virtual reality mask and you it's like you're going through space. And that's why, what's it called? Galactica.
Galactica.
And that's the thing about roller coasters. They all have names like that, don't they? Galactic Oblivion. And that's why we play this afternoon a game of band or roller coaster for the prize of meat. On the telephone line balancing unit we have in here based on Pi, on line 3.142, it's Simon. Good afternoon, Simon.
Oh, hello there, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, more to the point?
Yeah, very good. I'm a big fan of meat, so I'm looking forward to possibly winning some.
Good. All right. Well, you're going to have to work very hard. You can't just win meat.
All right.
You can't just win meat. You've got to play for meat. Okay. So let's, before we play for meat, let's find out a little bit about you, Simon.
Right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a lovely town in Northumberland called Morpeth.
Morpeth in Northumberland. Yeah. How very nice.
Very nice. It's very nice up here. It's quite sunny today.
And what do you do? It's
I'm a, I do silent discos.
Wow!
Yeah.
Well, that's got Cornelius very excited.
I love a silent disco.
Yeah. Well, I run a silent disco company, one of the biggest in the UK.
Oh,
and, yeah, just in the middle of actually sorting headphones out at the minute.
Oh, okay. So for those that don't know, silent discos, that's where you bring your own music to listen to or something. Is that
you would hire a batch of headsets. You would have up to two DJs playing at the same time.
Yes.
And then you basically just choose whichever DJ you want to listen to and party on.
Okay, so, but what if you don't like the music either of them are playing? What do you do then?
Well, you just take your heads off. Then you can just watch everyone making fools of themselves.
That's fine. Do you mix up the genres, Simon?
You can do, yeah. I mean, it always works best to have sort of songs that you can sing along to. Sometimes you get people who don't fully understand the concept and they end up just playing trance all night on a headset.
Yeah.
Which, it doesn't really work. But if you have a little bit of ABBA or a bit of Kooks Naive, you know, something like that, something where people can sing along it creates a really fun atmosphere, really.
Where do you stand on the Coldplay news today? They're headlining Glastonbury, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah,
and I take you as a music fan. Where do you stand on the news that Coldplay are going to bring on two of the dead Bee Gees live?
I'm not really bothered, to be honest.
Not really bothered.
Yeah, it makes no difference. I mean,
you don't think the two corpses of falsetto singers would be a fitting finale?
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as they're dressed up nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, what about Adele headlining Glastonbury? That's a bit odd, isn't it?
Adele, well, other computers are available.
Yeah, of course. But
Adele is headlining Glastonbury. The other names, what were the other names announced today, Cornelius? There was, you got Foles in there. Foles were in there, weren't they? Band of Horses, a lot of animal themed thing. Art Garfunkel and something called a Stormzy.
Stormzy.
But I don't know what that is.
I believe it's some sort of dance type thing.
Excellent.
It's a rap.
Well, look, let's see.
Not really,
let's see if it doesn't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, good that you don't have an idea. But let's see how your musical knowledge takes you towards the prize of meat. Now, if you are listening to this for the first time, you know we are the only show in broadcasting that gives away meat. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb. Should you score highly, which of the meats on offer would you choose? Should you win, Simon?
Did you say pork? Sorry, I didn't.
No. Chicken, beef, or lamb?
Oh, man, I do love a bit of pork, I must say.
well, that's enough of your personal life.
I like cars.
I would say maybe, well, you know, beef or chicken, really. I'm not fussed. I like all of the meats.
Just pick one!
If you can do some sort of platter.
No!
No?
That's not how competitions work.
It's not you a mixed just come grill.
I actually quite like a new house. So,
can I win that?
Yeah. Or just £1 million would be fine.
Yeah.
Let's say beef.
Okay, fine, you said beef. Right, that's good. It's good enough for me. Right, you're playing for beef. It's band or roller coaster. I call out the name of a thing. It's either a band or a roller coaster. You're playing against Cornelius.
Hiya.
Hi there. Right. It's Simon versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Simon first. Here we go. Band or roller coaster? Iron Wolf.
Iron Wolf. Well, It sounds quite bandy, doesn't it? So, I'm going to say band.
No, it's a roller coaster. It's at Six Flags Over America in America. Cornelius, Beaver Ride.
band?
No. It's a water-themed roller coaster in the United States of America.
Does it involve lots of beavers?
Well, I haven't ridden on it. Crack Nightmare.
Crack Nightmare or Cracked Nightmare?
Crack.
Crack Nightmare. Ooh, that sounds like an interesting night out in London.
You're not winning it.
I'm going to say roller coaster.
No, it's a band. Steel Phantom.
I'm going to go for band, John.
It's a roller coaster, Cornelius. Steel Panther.
Steel Panther. Steel is in the metal, or steel is in stealing an item of goods.
We would not condone the theft of big cats.
Well, I'm going to say band.
You'd be right. Steel Panther are a band.
Ooh.
Cornelius.
Yeah.
Negator the Almighty.
Wow.
Negator.
That's a great name for anything. I'm going to go for...
It's better than Cornelius, which is a rubbish name for anything.
Yeah. Especially a roller coaster.
Yeah. Imagine that. Oh, I'm just going to queue to have a go on Cornelius.
No one
would do
ride
that.
On Cornelius.
I'm sure it'll be a lovely
apart from
ride.
That woman from the Hart Street team that we talked about yesterday.
Band.
Do you have to be a certain height? What? it's a band. Yeah, Negator the Almighty. Yeah, absolutely right. Band or roller coaster? Simon, Blackbeard's Eye.
Blackbeard's Eye. Oh, I'm going to stay. It's going to be a roller coaster themed around pirates.
No, it's a band. Giant Dipper.
That's a... Is that Blackpool? A roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
The Big One. Simon, the big one.
That's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster, yeah.
Yeah, I've been on that one.
Congratulations. Ride Me the Goat.
That's a band.
It's a band. The Swallower.
That's a bit risque. the Swallower. It's got to be a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster, is the right answer, yeah. Greasy Weasel.
band.
He's a band. Simon, Two Bone Finger.
Two Bone Finger.
Yeah.
What is this vocal one? I'm going to say band.
Here's the right answer. The Bender. It's your turn, Cornelius.
band.
No, roller coaster. It's a roller coaster in America. It's got lots of bends. It's got tracks in it. It's got a load of corners. Worm Whacker. The Worm Whacker.
Okay. Worm Whacker. It can't be a band name, sure. I'm going to say band because it can't be a band name. So
it is a band. It is a band, absolutely. Oh, and finally, Cornelius, band or roller coaster, Satan's Tummy Banana.
band.
It's a band,
yeah.
Yes! Producer Dave, what are the scores?
Simon has 5 points.
Yes.
Cornelius has 5 points.
Which makes
Simon
the winner! Congratulations, Simon. Well done. You are the winner on Band or Roller Coaster. You have won some beef. Well done. Cornelius, you lose.
Whatever.
It's 3:43. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one sip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Heading out on the M1, just through southbound Bedfordshire, there's a broken down lorry. It's at a junction 11, Dunstable Road. Traffic looking okay at the moment around there. Just be aware, the entry slip road from the A505 is partially blocked off on that stretch. M3 through Surrey, London bound, slow there through the works and an earlier breakdown causing delays between 3 at Bangshot and junction 2 for the M25. South M6, an earlier accident causing delays of 45 minutes between 20 and junction 19 at Knutsford. Very busy there, roadworks as well. And Missy Clifford.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits. This week on the show, we'll be talking to Jesse Marcel III, the grandson of the man who carried the can for what happened in Roswell in 1947. Open the airlock to the parallel universe of The Unexplained, Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Quarter of four then, Sam Delaney with us at 4 o'clock, of course, for Talk Radio Drive Time.
Drive Time.
What was that?
It's the Drive Time echo.
To make it sound more dramatic.
They've built it into the studio. Every time you say Drive Time, it happens.
Drive time.
See?
Drive Time.
What if I say the word drive?
Nothing, mate.
Followed by the word time.
No, that's too many gaps.
Drive Time.
Drive Time.
Lifetime.
Stop trying to trick it. It's a computer, Cornelius. It's not an idiot like you.
What is coming up on Drive Time later?
Sam Delaney's on Drive Time.
Excellent.
He'll be in a minute to tell us all about Drive Time.
You're going to have to do it when he's in there as well.
Who are you talking to the computer?
Sam.
You know we're on air, right? This is
oh, what?
I don't know whether you're aware that the microphone phones are live. We're actually having this conversation. Oh. You know, this is now what passes as entertainment. Speaking of which, Ian Lee. So last week, we were, Ian was plugging our show. Right, we're all listen. This is right. This is how radio works. We are contractually obliged to plug at each other's shows, sort of promoting things across the station. Right? That's how it works, right? You know, whether we like the show we're talking about or not. It so happens though that I really very much do like Ian Lee's program, and he was talking to a listener, and he asked a listener about what part of Talk Radio they liked the best.
Yeah,
and he said he liked this show the best.
Yeah,
right. So, so Ian Lee was plugging our show.
Yeah.
By talking to a listener about our show. Yeah. But then, that clip of us playing a clip of Ian Lee plugging our show.
So we plugged Ian Lee by playing a clip of Ian Lee.
Correct.
Plugging us.
Yes.
Correct.
But then that clip of us plugging Ian Lee, playing a clip of Ian Lee plugging us.
Yeah.
Was played out on Johnny and Ash's show in the evening.
7 till 10.
Plugging us.
Hang on. So hang on. Wait. This is like Inception.
Yes. Plugception.
So Johnny and Ash plugged our show
yes.
by playing a clip of us
yes.
plugging Ian Lee's show on which Ian Lee played a clip of was plugging our show.
Yes. Is that not clear?
What?
So, but what we've got is the clip now.
Okay, so we're now plugging Johnny and Ash's show. Is this what's going to happen?
We're plugging Johnny and Ash's show
7 till 10.
By playing a clip from their show of when they played a clip of us plugging Ian Lee's show as he was plugging our show.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Okay, here it is.
And there's also John Holmes. And earlier today, John plugged Ian Lee's show, playing a clip from Ian Lee's show of Ian plugging John's show. Now, to confuse things even further, we're going to plug John's show now, plugging Ian's show, plugging John's show.
Do you know what people do when they plug other shows? They might play a little clip of it or something. So we're just,
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we play a little... Just tell you what, at random.
Yeah.
Absolutely at random.
Yeah.
I just plucked a bit of Ian Lee's show out from last night.
Yeah.
The whole thing's good. But just absolutely at random, I just plucked a bit of Ian Lee's show out, okay, just so we get a flavour of what's going on.
Just dipping into it.
Just dipping in. Fine. Just randomly dipping in.
Let's have a listen,
let's have a listen to it.
Let's do this, Nigel, because it's a new station and the bosses will want the feedback. What's been the highlight for you of Talk Radio so far?
Well, the highlight was on John Holmes' show, but there was a very heated debate about tunnels in Wales.
Yes.
I think it's something to do with a tunnel closing for a month or something because it needs to be electrified. But someone was on the phone sort of complaining and saying that it wasn't good, and someone was on the phone saying that it was a very good thing. And then anyway, push comes to shove, after about 10 minutes, it ended up them discussing murdering their mothers.
I mean, that's so embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
How
embarrassing.
Oh, I didn't know that was going to be the clip.
The best bit of Talk Radio since it launched.
So far, it's the John Holmes show. Oh. It's so embarrassing. Oh, goodness me.
Wizard Japes from John Holmes every lunchtime throughout the afternoon, weekdays only on Talk Radio.
Right, so I'm going to leave a little gap here so you know that this bit's now live and not the bit where we were just pre-recorded there.
What I'll do is I'll unprofessionally clip my pen at the microphone.
Oh, that wasn't professional.
Okay, right, so now we're back live. So what you had there was a clip of
Johnny and Ash
plugging this show.
Yep. In which we plugged Ian Lee's show, in which he was plugging our show.
So what we need now is to take this clip of us plugging Johnny and Ash's show, in which they plugged this show, in which we plugged Ian Lee's show, in which he plugged our show, and get that onto another show.
Correct.
To just make it sort of even more meta.
Yes.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
Okay, so we need to plug another show now.
Yeah. Listen to Paul Ross.
All right.
In the morning.
Hi, everyone. Paul. There's another show I couldn't think of.
I didn't mean Paul Ross. I meant Sam Delaney. Listen to Sam Delaney, who will now later plug all of this by playing a clip of this, plugging all the other show in a meta sort of way.
Yeah, it's like Inception.
Yeah,
is that exactly. What the inspiration
is? Plugception.
Okay. Plugception. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, cool.
Here's Sam Delaney from Drive Time.
Drive Time. Hi, everyone. Here I am. What are we doing on Drive Time? I'm not part of the Inception thing now. I can just talk.
No, we're back
normally.
In normal.
We're back in normal now. That's okay. Absolutely fine. What have you got coming up on Drive Time?
Oh.
I'm afraid every time anyone says the word, that you do.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Dave does
it's
that.
Not, it's not. It's the yes, computer.
No, it's fine. I like
built
it.
In.
Yeah. I like it. On Drive Time. We'll be getting the latest from this hijack situation.
Yes.
Don't say hijack in that special voice, because it would be inappropriate.
Yeah, you're right. Don't do that, Dave.
We've got Danny Wallace is coming on the show.
Danny Wallace!
Yeah,
Danny Wallace!
That'll be good, won't it? Oh, that excited you all.
Is he coming in live, is he?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's on the blower. He was supposed to come in live last week. He didn't, and now he's on the phone.
Lazy.
I mean, if he cancels again today, I think we might have a letter, and then I'll just read that out on air. He's basically... The level of communication is reducing by the day. What else we got? Oh, Terry White, editor-in-chief of Empire magazine.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be in doing the movie news, movie reviews. That'll be good. And we're also talking about Fry Up Police. Have any of you encountered Fry Up Police? It's a Facebook sensation.
No.
It's basically a Facebook page that rates fry ups, right? So you make a fry up or you order a fry up in the cafe, you post it onto this page and people review it. It's reviewed by your peers, right? Sounds like a nice little niche thing. No, it's massive. I'll go as far as say it's probably the biggest website in the whole of the internet. and it goes to show that trends come and go, and you can keep your hipster pop-ups and all the rest of it, but a good old British fry-up is still the number one thing to get people passionate about all over the world,
so
within or without of Britain. No matter what the EU tried to impose upon our breakfast tables. Sorry, I've got
a bit carried away there, wasn't he? Yeah, it's just like talk radio.
Yeah.
Do you post pictures of the fright? It's pictures and descriptions. I mean, how far?
If you post a picture, then you invite the other fry up. Commentary app, and it is vast, right, to basically make their comments and remarks, but they are merciless. I mean, it's the most mercilessly critical environment I have ever been involved in. I posted a picture there. I mean, basically, if you break any kind of rule as they see it,
you
are the levels of abuse you receive.
Well, what are the rules? In case you go out of the parameters of the traditional fry.
They're kind of setting their own rules as they go along, but I'll give you examples.
Please do.
If someone posts a picture, for example, of, you know, like when you order in a slightly upmarket caf, they have beans, baked beans, but they serve it in a separate receptacle.
Like in a little kilner jar.
The abuse you get will be beyond your wildest imagining sort of thing. Or this is another very popular one. You know, like if sometimes they'll sprinkle some chopped herb on the egg and sausages.
Some herb.
Have you seen that, Dan?
Yeah,
that sort of stuff. So it's like a merciless kind of arena of hate.
Yeah, yeah. Rightly so.
And I love it.
You've just described the Julia Hartley Brewer show as well.
Merciless arena of hate was actually, I saw the marketing team here at Talk Radio, some of their kind of workings out, the marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And that was originally going to be a strap line for Talk Radio.
Well, that's only because
they did some research and they thought it wasn't quite right.
No, the only reason they thought that was because when they asked, she's got that tattooed on her back. I don't know if you've ever seen Sons of Anarchy, you know, the motorbike drama, which is an excellent drama.
It is,
but
you know Julia has her own motorbike gang, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because I always see her leave, I arrive as she leaves, and she's usually leaving on her hog.
On her hog,
she calls it.
But weirdly, they are on motorbikes, but she's riding an actual hog. Wild boar.
Which also has tattoos of it of her face.
It's got on her back, it just says, Merciless Arena of Hate. And she just rides that bareback.
It is impressive. Impressive.
And that's,
it's impressive that she finds the time to host a Raider 3-hour daily radio show in between her duties as the head of Merciless Arena of Hate.
Yeah.
One of Britain's premier Hells Angels gang.
Exactly. Yeah, just riding around the countryside, just sort of expressing views.
Yeah.
That's what they
do. Shouting views at humans and farmyard animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reactionary, no holds barred views.
And if you want to hear that, that's from 10 to 1 every week.
Oh, we've plugged another show now.
On Talk Radio. This is now. She's got to plug this. She's got to play a tape of us talking about this.
Yeah, she should do.
That would be interesting, but not let her hear it first. Just see what she does. Right, is that what's coming out? Is that it? Is that we done? What's going on? What are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow on the programme? Anyone know?
Ah, interesting question, John.
I'm just looking at you because you're the producer.
What haven't we got coming up on the programme tomorrow, John?
I knew you hadn't thought about it.
Haven't we?
I knew you hadn't thought about it.
Many items and segments.
Stretching out your one syllable name as well.
Well, do you know what? Hopefully, we've got is people sending in recordings of their children telling jokes, because that's something we talked about earlier today.
Oh, yeah. You see, my 3-year-old has now decided that she can tell jokes. Mm. Okay, there's a level, right? But I figure that if she can do it, so can other children.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is get people encouraged to record on their phones and send them
I'll do it. My pledge to you is I'll get my 4-year-old boy, who has become very, you know, enthusiastic about joke telling himself.
Yes.
His jokes are rubbish. I'll bring one in.
Do you want to hear one of John's daughters?
This is Isla's joke. Okay. All right, here we go.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Mr. Fessa, Mr. Fessa Cheese Jumper.
Yeah. Mr. Fessa Cheese Jumper.
Mr. Fessa Cheese Jumper.
I don't know if this is allowed. It's a bit politically incorrect.
All of the bosses are just there, so that's good.
My son Lenny has got really into Irish jokes.
Oh, right.
I don't know if they're allowed anymore.
Yeah, I don't
know who started him off on them, but he's really into them. But he calls them, he doesn't know they're Irish, he calls them like Welsh or something that. No, don't worry, I wasn't. So he's really into Irish jokes, and he had me Googling them the other day so I could send more Irish jokes, but I don't know whether they're super.
I'll tell you what it's worth bearing in mind, John and Sam, is that the parent company which owns Talk Radio.
listen, it's not me.
Irish.
If you want to sanction anyone, sanction Lenny Delaney, right? And I can give you his details, no problem. I am actually disgusted by his humour.
Yes, so am I.
My daughter, Coco, when she was younger, told me a joke which was, why wasn't the giraffe in the zoo? I don't know why. Because it was dead.
Sam Delaney's here with Drive Time.
Drive Time.
You forgot! on Talk Radio. We're back from one tomorrow. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.